You ready to do this, brother?
Man, you know we ready. You know how we do.
All right, we know how we do, man.
We do what we do best, man.
We do best. All right, let's go get it.
Go get it, man. No, I seen you the other day, man. You was killing that shit, bro. You consistent.
Consistently.
You be talking that talk, Steve. I'm proud of you, man. You be hustling.
Appreciate that, man. It's being consistently consistent, brother. You know how we do, man. When game is game. Oh, shit. Let's start the goddamn show. Hold on, man. We sitting over here chopping up. Let's start the goddamn show. Here we go, baby.
Consistently consistent.
Yes, sir. Here we go. All right. Here we go. The show is about to start. We just do it like this.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear. Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
Yes, sir. It is time to soak up the game, dog.
Grass-eating lions be calling y'all, man. Calling all grass-eating lions, man.
All the way from the dojo, man. See, it's an honor. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with a great one, a real one, a motherfucker, man.
Mom.
Yeah, man. It's all love, man. It's all love. It's all respect.
My mom, man.
Man, it's a hot one, man. It's a hot one. Let's get it. Let's get into it. I always love you. Come up with these great-ass topics. Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk.
Got to, bro. I wanted to talk about this because, you know, excuse me, I just got braces yesterday. So
shit.
I'm still recovering. All how I talk and all that. But I wanted to discuss this because I dropped a video on a guy breaking down game, right?
Yes.
And a lot of comments pre-ordered their Excuse Fairy Crunch. It wasn't just cupcake size. It was family size. They were sharing the Excuse Fairy Crunch. And all of the complaints and all of the crying and whining about, well, he's tall. Well, he's handsome. Well, he has money. Well, he has clout. And they don't understand, like, you know, for us, when we look at a game through a lens, we don't even, those factors are non-factors.
Right.
They're only, if anything, a bonus.
Yeah.
But our game is not dependent on that, or our game, if it was, then it wouldn't be a reliable game because it wouldn't be one size fit all, and it wouldn't be as adaptable. Any thoughts you had on that?
No, lots of thoughts on this, brother, because, you know, if you look at it, there's a lot of what I call, there's no mental toughness because they don't have a dojo or a gym in their mind. There's no personal power that they hold. Like, you know, one thing that you and I have is we have a deep sense of empowerment for who we are, how we are, inner strength, confidence, all those things, meaning that anything that comes our way, we're able to handle it. Not with only courage, but we're here to solve it. And whatever happens, whether it knocks us down, drags us through the mud, we just love it because we just dust ourselves off and we're like, is that all you got? Is that all that is? And it's just when you have the mindset that you and I have, it's breaking free of that interior thing that, like you say, it's like these mental chains that are holding these young men down and holding them back. And then they just, not only do they feel emotional, mm-hmm. but they feel emotionally powerless, my brother.
Right. They don't know what true freedom or empowerment and self looks like.
Yeah.
And, I wrote something down on that based on, you know, something I was looking into and, you know, thinking deeply about. And it's like, when you want to be high, everything that brings you down becomes a nuisance, makes you feel low. when you want to be free, everything that brings you down shows you where you're bringable, downable,
yes,
in a sense.
Yes.
Shows you where your attachment is, where your kinks in your armor are, and where you lack. So the whole mindset of, well, this guy's taller, he looks better than me, his my dick ain't big enough, any type of seeing these holes in self, and then you attach and be of that insecurity rather than accept it as it is and start to learn to empower yourself based on who you are. And, you know, any thoughts on that before I get to
people
on that?
It's like the insecurities carry over, and they don't understand the carryover part. See, they think that when they talk to a woman, they can conceal, cover, or hide the carryover. The carryover is the expression one has with itself, then it hits the woman. And then when the woman sees them, they always, okay, well, you know what? He's food. Why would I want to date him? Why would I want to be with him? You know, he's a nice person, someone that I can talk to, someone I can hang out with, but I just don't see you the way you see me because, you know, I don't want to hurt our friendship.
No, literally just like that. And guys aren't self-aware enough to understand that it's not that she doesn't find you attractive, it's that you think she doesn't.
Yeah.
And that thinking is what dictates your behavior, is what controls what you say to her. It controls how you say it. Mm-hmm. It controls how she receives it. And just because you aren't self-aware does not mean she can't smell it from a mile away.
Right.
We can smell it. Just how they might ask a question.
We can smell it.
Oh, what do I do when she doesn't respond and I'm calling her 15 times in a row and she ain't, like, bro, come on, man.
We can feel it every way, and it goes into every situation, unfortunately. But what they don't understand is what we're trying to teach them is have the ability to take and be decisive and take action towards everything you want to do with an idea that, hey, you're not going to get everything you want, but who gives? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? I don't look to get everything I want. I don't look to get the woman. I look to see if, you know what, it's not even about the woman because it's about what I want to be to that woman. I have no worry about the woman because I'm saying, what do I want to be to her? Do I want to show her my smooth side? Do I want to show her my romantic side? Do I want to show her my seductive side? Do I want to show her my motherfucking sensual side? What do I want to show her? She's just got to accept what I show her. And if what I show her isn't enough, then guess what? We good. I'll move on because that one behind you might be waiting in line.
And the idea is the strength is in when you realize that conscious and intentional effort to be yourself has nothing to do with her or the next girl or the girl that loves it or the girl that hates it or the girl that cuts you off or the girl that chases you. I'm going to be me regardless. This is just a product of who I am.
Yes.
So how much she likes me, how much she hates me, it's nothing to do with me.
Yes.
I'm just being me. The topics I talk about, the things I ask her, the places I take her, where the pictures I paint in her mind, the conversations I have, it's all just a product of me. It has nothing to do with her. And y'all don't understand that when you learn to carry that conviction, when you learn to stand in who you are and trust who you are and stand on that, the why, the belief, and where you take it, to her, it's you're a unicorn.
Yeah.
Because what is every guy trying to be? Every guy is trying to be somebody to somebody.
Yes.
And he was taught that by somebody.
Yes.
He doesn't know himself.
Not at all. Not at all. He doesn't even know himself. But what he doesn't even know is every move he does is make the woman decide, okay, you know what? Yeah, you know what? You want to go out with me? Sure, we can go out on the corner of he's a loser and in the friend zone. If you want to do that, we can go out and do that. And then if while I'm waiting on you, I'll go out with the other guy as in on the corner of no booty. Let's just hang out and let's just see what we're going to be. And a lot of these guys, see, don't even understand that. The loss isn't when you meet the woman. That's the reinforcement of the loss. The loss is what you're thinking before you even walk out that door, thinking and knowing to yourself you're just not good enough. So when you know you're not good enough to a woman who's very insecure, she's going to say, well, hey, well, show me that you're good enough. Prove to me that you're good enough. I mean, how many cartwheels are you going to do to just get me to think that you might have a chance, Rady, just to spend time, quality time, me until Taekwondo gets rid of that other bitch that he's dating. Not to say any of his girls are bitches, if I just get around him together. But yeah, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, yeah, respectfully,
women,
ladies, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, respectfully, yeah. But I'm just saying that they're just using these guys waiting for men like us to get done what we have to do, and then they just want to spend it with us,
placeholders.
Yeah,
placeholders.
Yes.
And what these guys don't even realize is you're trying to prove yourself to a woman who, if a speck of an eyebrow fell off of her face,
yes,
she would panic. Her insecurities are 10 times as loud as yours, but you don't even see them because you only see yourself in her eyes rather than seeing it for what it is.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. And you see, the greatest problem so many surface dwellers have is the lie that they tell themselves, and they don't even realize they don't have game. You just because you do it sometimes doesn't mean you have game. And if you're asking yourself how to better yourself, then you have no game at all because you're not looking for yourself to guide yourself to be better. T, what say you, man?
My game is bettering myself. It's not gravy to rice. It's rice and gravy.
And gravy, yes.
You know what I'm saying? How can you keep bettering your game if it's already good? That is my game. To better my game.
Yes. All day, every day.
On all levels, not even just – and I think that these guys become hyper-focused on women.
Yeah.
This is just a product of life. This is a blessing that – this is just a part of living. Part of that comes with my own self-growth, my own spiritual growth,
yes,
my own financial growth,
yes,
my family, my potential, you know, kids, siblings,
all that,
relationships with my friends, everything.
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 Yeah, managing your boundaries, learning about your voice, you know, your thoughts that actually don't help your process. It sabotages your process. Understanding that these young men have so many limiting beliefs and so many limiting habits that hold them back because the worship of the woman is so great. And the sad thing is, where's the worship of the man? Why is she the thing that walks on water? Why is she the thing that turns wine to water to wine and all this other stuff in your eyes? Why don't you ever see yourself that way? It is odd to me, T.
Yeah, the spectrum of that oddity goes deep because another thing that I see guys like to do is, you know, this whole idea of humble her. She needs to be humbled. She has to be brought down. And it's like, does she need to be brought down because you're so low, or do you need to step up? You know what I'm saying? Is your sense of inferiority so low in comparison to how she views herself, how she's confident?
Yeah.
How she respects herself, that you need to bring her down rather than you bring yourself up. I mean, everything is just about the woman these days, bro. It's that.
Yeah, but it's hard to make anything about the man because a lot of these young men are not being taught about the man. A lot of these young men are not being taught that the guidance and structure that you have to have has to be with a small goal, not an end goal, but a stepping stone toward something that you haven't reached. I talked about this yesterday. A lot of young men, T, they get to their edge, and they are too afraid to go, I would say, north-south, to go beyond that edge. Like you, men like us, we keep going north or south. Wherever we're going straight. Mm-hmm. Where they go is when they reach their edge. Instead of going to the north or to the south of that edge, past it, they'll go east and west. They'll just turn and go sideways. They'll never go past the edge. They'll just keep riding the edge, and they thinking that if I keep riding this edge, that I'm learning game. I'm understanding myself. I know my worth and all that other stuff. And then they walk outside their door. And as soon as they see a woman, it all crumbles, man.
And that's because from my belief on the level of, like, they're doing what they think is best.
Yes.
And for some of them, they may just be following someone else's guide for self-improvement.
Yeah.
Reading a book, you know, meditating.
Yep. Yes.
Going on a nature walk. When in reality, when in reality, it's just like you need to realize what it is for you. Everyone, it may be different. Meditation may not be the best thing you can do. In fact, the best thing you can do is just look yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing that I know is hurting who I am?
Yes.
That I know is not encouraging the love for who I am.
Yes.
And what I am and the way that I love everything around me. Because, see, Stephen, and a part of the reason we are so successful for women is that we love ourselves so much.
So much.
So we love ourselves so much enough to love them.
So.
And they love that in us. So it all is a cycle that comes back to the self.
Oh.
And when you hate yourself, when you don't like who you are,
yes,
when you hate everything around you,
yes,
you try to fulfill yourself with using her in the process. I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
I just want to make her chase me. I just want her to like me. And all of these pseudo forms of self-love, all of these placeholders for who you think you are and who you are trying to be will never really fulfill you and will never, ever change who you really are.
Absolutely.
Because you didn't accept it.
Absolutely. Okay, 571, we'll bring you in. Then we'll bring in area code 772. 571, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
That last sentence was fucking me up.
What's up, yo? What's up?
Hey, what's up, brother?
I got a testimony for y'all. So I appreciate the both of you. I've been watching the content for a while. And
good,
I'm going to just break it down. I've been working on myself daily, and I know that one of the things I struggle with most is the fear of success. Steve, you talk about that a lot. And so I know I'll be in situations where I know what I should do, but I don't do it. And then after the fact, I'm like, damn, I should have done this, I should have done that, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, Steve, the other day you were online and you did like the blindfold thing, and you were like, this is how you send a voice note about like your two options are, I'm coming over to your place or you coming to my place. And this is exactly what's going to happen. That situation happened for me yesterday. And also, Taekwondo, I watched your videos. You had a couple that you're talking about, do this, like this is what to do, you know, talking about like as a man staying calm, you know, keeping a calm voice, this, this, and that, and having control, all those different things, right? So basically, I put the mix together, which I know I'm supposed to do the right things, right? I just had a fear of not doing. But last night, the opportunity presented itself. It was right on time. I sent the first voice note. I was like, look, that, you know what that means? Like, come over, wear something cute, do this, this, blah, blah, blah. This is what's going to happen, and I'm going to send you on your way. I just said straight up what I was going to do. Then she hit me back. Steve, as you always talk about, like, they're going to push back sometimes, right? So she hit me back with like, oh, so you think, you know, I'm going to just come over there and blah, blah, blah. And it's like a cheat code because y'all already prepared us for this, right? So I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. So when she said that, I hit her back. She's like, oh, you think this, right? And I hit her back with like, look, I was like, look, I don't know if you heard the voice note correctly, but it's not something that I think. This is what I know. I was like, I know you're an intelligent woman, and I know that you're going to make the best decision for yourself in your best interest. And I said, what's in your best interest is seeing me because I'm the person that can make you laugh, make you blush, you know, make you feel some type of way. And she hit me back with like, LOL, blah, 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 you're a smooth talker. I'll be there in 10 or 15 minutes. So she came through. And look, it's Steve. You talk about the test in the room, right? Making sure you walk in your crib, you know,
yeah,
where you got the candle set, where you got the light set up.
Yeah.
I have bought some wine. I said, we're going to drink some wine. We're going to, you know, listen to some music, blah, blah, blah. I had some lights going. Everything happened. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's basically like you write up the playbook, and I just executed the plays. Like, a legit was like
right,
from start to stop, top to finish, everything happened how I said it was going to happen and how I knew it should have happened. So, salute to y'all. I got another, I'm meeting up with a lady tonight. So I got to just do the process. And Steve, look, I need to get some time with you. I need to call you or email you or something because I definitely got to get time on the clock with you. So appreciate y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing because it definitely
good
works
job.
If we just listen. And
good job.
Really,
good job, sir. Good job. Much love. Hey.
Wait, yeah. Wait to show her who you are.
Woo. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Who you are.
Sure. That's beautiful, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's simple.
That's simple. All right, brother. 571, we throw you back in. Great call, man. Call back. Let us know what happened. Area code 772, you're up next. Then 513. 772, what's your question, sir? How can we help you, brother?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help
you? What's good, G?
So I want to ask, how do you go about balancing your purpose with your well-being.
Why are you separating the two?
Do I got a backtrack or?
No. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Why are the two separate in your head?
Because I feel like one offsets the other, if that makes sense. Because of time, effort, energy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Why are you saying all those excuses? Let me just play the cereal or something. Are you serious? Let me ask you a question. How did you balance going to math class and English class? How did you balance going from English class to social studies when you have 5 minutes to get there and go to your locker room? How did you balance it?
Shit, I just ran.
Wait, how did you balance it? I mean, you ran, yeah, but how did you balance it?
I did both. I found a way to do both.
Okay, is there a light bulb going off right now?
Yeah, I'm seeing what you're saying, yeah.
And Carla, I'll tell you, for me personally, those are one and the same for me.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I can't be well without my purpose. That's my well-being. And anything I do to hurt or go against that is when I'm not well.
Yes.
Okay, so, like, what if, like, you're putting time on your goals, so you can't put time towards, like, reading a book or meditating or...
I don't think you know how much I sleep at night. You make it happen when you care.
Yeah.
And something gets sacrificed. And 9 times out of 10 is probably sleep, relationships mm-hmm. between you and another person, whatever the case may be.
Right.
But, no.
Caller, if you ever watch, I just added on my YouTube, you see I'm driving at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. I'm lacing y'all with game while I'm driving and doing stuff in the morning, in the a.m. Listen, I know a lot of y'all need y'all beauty rest and all that other stuff, that cupcake stuff, but I don't understand you. I'm telling you. Okay, this is the bigger question. Why are you trying to do all of this? What is this question pertaining to? Is this about you to you? You meeting women? You? What is this about? What is the bigger picture about?
Does it come from a place of a need to feel like what you're doing is right?
Right.
Okay. How do I know?
Well, no. You're asked a question, but what is it? There's something you're asking the question because you're not asking the question that you want to ask, but you're asking a question. But I'm trying to get to what is all this going to do for what? What are you trying to do this for?
I'm trying to do it for my purpose.
Of what?
Well, I want to record on YouTube, and I've been grinding. I've been, putting in ideas, but like, after putting the ideas, I won't have time to do other things like read a book or
No. You got it wrong. You said it wrong. I choose not to make time. I love how y'all lie to yourselves. Say I choose not to make time because that's just something I just dream and fantasize about. It has no meaning to me. You just got to be honest with yourself, man. The thing is, see, the beautiful thing that what Ty and I are teaching you is that there are no excuses. You have time. You just choose not to make time. So then because you're lazy, you want to make excuses for the time.
And then not only that, Carla, do you understand that your purpose is like, just imagine a sun, right? Just imagine a sun.
Uh-huh.
You know how sometimes they draw the sun and then there's like lines that go to it that show that's the light. Your purpose is the sun. Everything you do in your life are the lines. If it doesn't draw back to your purpose, you don't do it. So like you said, my purpose, and then you said making videos on YouTube. Your purpose is not making videos on YouTube. That's a line that draws back to your purpose. Reading books and your well-being. Those are lines that draw back to your purpose. I could be eating something and that draws back to my purpose because I have to be healthy. I have to make sure I'm getting my nutrients. I have to make sure I'm eating a certain kind of way that has a certain kind of energy I want. Who I'm talking to, who I'm spending time with, the women I'm having sex with. Everything draws back to my purpose somehow because it's either hurting or helping it. You need to be aware of that and intentional about how you do that.
Yeah, you're more, see, your problem is you're focused on what you do versus who you are. The, who mm-hmm. you are is the sun. Okay. What you do mm-hmm. are the lines. So mm-hmm. you're looking at the lines.
See, you just guess it, man. So who you are, not the what you do or what you are.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, man, Wade and Brian.
That's how you, that's what, hey, that's what we do. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, caller, you're not looking at the who you are. If you stop looking at the what uh-huh. you do and look at the who you are and look at time, you as a man, you must sit at your throne. And you know what? You should have 24 U's right in front of you. 12 o'clock a.m. U, or 12 o'clock U, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, all the way back to midnight U, where you say to each one of them, this is what I'm going to do at your time, your time, your time, your time. Between y'all motherfuckers, y'all can go sleep. I'm going to crash a little bit. So y'all free mm-hmm. to do whatever the fuck you want to do. But when I wake up, it's your turn, your turn, your turn. You don't do that. You're just going in the mirror. Oh, poor me. I just don't have time. I want to do it, but I just let me sleep. Let me turn over my bed another 3 more hours from the 9 hours that I sleep. You don't want that shit, man.
So now I ask you a question.
Yeah. Say it again.
I said, so now I ask you a question again. See if those words even make sense to you.
So I guess a better question is why I choose not to use my time more wisely.
No. Why you tolerate not choosing to use your time more wisely. How is that even something you can live with? How do you bullshit and then decide that's okay? Are you used to giving yourself passes? Is it okay to give yourself passes? You see, that's where the root of the problem is. We don't want to attack the wound on the scab. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You want to treat the injury.
Where's your secretary at?
I have not.
No, I'm not. I'm serious, caller. Okay, you see rappers and musicians and all those other people. They always have somebody with a book to tell them what they got going on. So you got a 1 o'clock, you got a 2 o'clock, you got a 3 o'clock, you got a 4 o'clock. But where's that person in your mind, brother? You should have that. You should have one of those internally in your mind saying, okay, this is what we have to do. But see, because you have not sold the fact that you actually want to make videos, you're daydreaming and fantasizing. That's all you're doing. It's such a great daydreaming fantasy. You're just fantasizing. You really don't want to do that because you don't have it in you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to grab another call, but you got anything else to say, my brother?
No, that's it. Thank you guys, though.
All right, appreciate you. All right, respect to you, man. Respect to you. Air code 513, then we'll bring in 347. 513.
Steve God being a good moon, man. He ain't caught him by a service dweller yet.
I know. I'm trying. He didn't say anything service dwelling yet. I mean, a little bit.
He's neck for having veins in it by the time he gets
it. Surface dweller, yeah. 513. What do you got, 513? What's up?
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
Yo,
what's going on?
I called to y'all last live show, and I was the one guy I was talking about the heartbreak, my first girlfriend and all that.
Okay, what's your question, brother?
Yeah, so it's been like 2 weeks now, and I was wondering, like, she's been texting me talking about I miss you, and, like, I'm thinking about you like crazy, you know, and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, like, I kind of miss her too, but she broke up with me, right, so... I'm just trying to see how to navigate.
Oh, my God. See,
bro, so you're saying that she broke up with you. She said She said she misses you.
Yeah.
When did you buy into that? You told her you missed her back.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, bro. No, no,
you
I
did.
I missed her back.
Come on.
On everything. I missed her back. But...
What did you say, bro? What did you say?
Oh,
directly.
Okay,
okay. Forward.
Hold on. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
you
just
said,
worry about it. Bro, please listen. No bullshit. No lies. Just be real.
You said that. We'll talk more in detail tomorrow about this.
Just like a female. Just like a female. It was a
why?
Yeah.
Call it why. So, how easy it is to walk in and out of your life is just appalling to me. Do you see it?
That's true. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
But why do you hate yourself? I'm sure. Why do y'all hate you? Doesn't make
what Ty just said. He said you can just walk back in. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but surface dweller. Why do you hate
me? I miss you, and then just come back.
Yeah.
The same day, right?
I know. I got to. I tried, man. Look, you know what happened, surface dweller.
Go ahead, do your thing, man.
She knows that you're soft.
I ain't mad, bro.
She's like the predator.
Bro.
She's got your spine up in a tree. She's got your balls buried in the backyard because she just lost that much more respect for you. And instead of you manning up and letting your nuts drop from your stomach, you were probably like, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Carla, if she would have told me she missed me, you know what I would have said? Why? I would have made her list.
See, I was talking about
every
reason.
Saying
why I
in Times New Roman font, she would have had to type me a 5-page essay on why she misses me and why I should open the doors. And then I would have had to proofread it, grade the assignment, and then hand it back. She ain't coming into my life like that. I missed you. That's it.
Wait.
We got to talk about it. What?
Why'd she break up with him? Why'd she break up with you again?
She said she wanted space and she wasn't happy.
Oh, she got done fucking that other guy. And she's finally gone. She's done. Oh, she's back from riding the cowboy. Woo-hoo, girl. Yeah.
She missed me, all right. She missed me with that bullshit.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, that's what she would have missed.
Man, dude. Why do y'all got it? Man, you know how great it is when a woman says that stuff. You let them go and they come back, and then you let them know, bye. I don't need you. I don't. You're already replaced on the roster. I already got a new chick to make me breakfast and everything. Look, you gotta get to the back of the line. Look, there's
talk to her like this, like you know, you click your pen. All right. You're gonna have to come to practice. Then you're gonna hope for this team because
okay,
we got
a
tight. It's tight.
Yeah.
So you basically saying,
if you want to come back on this team, Mike Carter, there's no way she just says I misses you and then you're already trying to like come back and link. You ain't question this in no way, shape, or form.
Okay, so she called me out of the blue. I know we're talking about. I gotta bring some of your stuff back because you left. You know X, Y, and Z over here at my place. And
right.
You know,
are you
like,
bothering you this much?
Are you ready to call a caller? You ready to call her? Are you ready to nut up?
Call her?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what to say. You ready to call her?
What are we gonna say?
Hey, what's up, sexy? Look, hey, go ahead and fold my stuff, put it out front and everything, and I'm gonna get one of my girls to come by and pick it up.
Yo, say that shit and say it with your chest.
Yeah, let your nut drop. Yeah, just call it right now.
And go along with it, even if you don't got a side
yeah,
bitch.
Look,
go along with it. Watch how she reacts.
Watch how she reacts. Are you ready to do that?
And she goes, you got other women? Whoa. We single, ain't we?
Yeah.
I'm single. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
You don't have that leverage to tell me who and who not to talk to or to get mad at who I talk
right.
to. It's not your place.
It's always great to have the other woman come pick it up because the other woman's ready to do it. She's in the fold now, so she's doing work for you. So you sitting there asking, go pick up my laundry, baby. So go ahead and do that. You ready to call and tell her?
Go ahead and say it, Carla. Stay in your ground, too.
Yeah, you ready, big dog?
All right, you want to call right now?
Yeah. Well, wait, yeah. No, we want you to call. We want you, like you said, call tomorrow. Call right now.
All right, so go ahead and give me a script again.
Hey, listen, so when you call her, just like, what's up, girl? Like, be cool with it. Like you're not mad at her. You're not happy. You're not angry. You're like, hey, what's going on, girl? Hey, I know I got my stuff over there. So if you could, just go ahead and fold it up, put it in a bag nice and everything. And I have one of my girls come pick it up.
Just like that.
That's it. That's it, man.
Okay, hold on.
And you know her number.
One of your girls.
One of your girls. You gonna play in, please. You ain't got no girl.
Boy, you better could get me.
Man, you sucker. This is why, man. All right, let's get to the next caller, man. Why y'all scared, man? Hey, we gave you the perfect thing to say to her. But, man, let me go to the next call. 347, what's your call, man? What's up?
You're going
to
be punching in his chest, man.
Ah, man,
we
tried, man. What's up,
347? Yo, nah. Oh, yeah. It's my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn, big dog. What's up?
All right. So I came here to talk about my mindset, because what I've noticed is that I have, like, multiple, not personas, but, like, whenever I'm doing shit and a part of me be like, nah, you can say that for later. Like, the other part of me is like, no, nigga, get the fuck up and go do it, right? But I've noticed that, like, there be times where, I don't know, some childish-ass, like, fantasy comes into my head and I'm just like sick and tired of it. I'm trying to purge it, and I don't really know like how to purge that childishness out of my persona. I'm 16, by the way, and a lot of people like to say that, oh, you're mature for your age. I don't really like to listen to that, because as I said before, I still have like that childish persona in me that be building fantasies instead of
caller. How old do you think I am, caller?
Wazen?
How old do you think I am? I'm 50 years old.
I'm a big
fucking kid. I watch cartoons. I play video games. And when I get a chance, if I saw a SpongeBob SquarePants show that I saw, I watch SpongeBob SquarePants. Do you know why? And you know why I need to keep the childish side of me, and why you should too? Because that's the creative, adventurous, and the one that has the most imagination. So that turns into sexual imagination, sexual creativity, and sexual adventure. See, you got to get the stick out of your ass, young man, and stop being stuffy. Women don't like stuffy. Women like men who love to have fun, who don't take themselves seriously, and they don't care. I have women that they'll watch a cartoon and be like, you know, it just reminds me of you, because I remember you used to love watching those things. I can't eat cereal anymore because I'm lactose intolerant, but if I could eat some cereal, I have my bowl of Fruity Pebbles or my excuse berry crunch with me eating that stuff all the time. But I'm just saying that I'm a big kid. I will never let the kid die in me. See, what say you, brother?
What you're doing is trying to be grown, trying to be what your idea of mature and grown is, but you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And you don't realize that your idea of grown is not only incomplete, but it's misinformed. You know what I'm saying? Because you accept as you are for your age and be who you are. Entirely. That's the most grown thing you can do. Does that mean you have to be lazy? No. Does that mean you have to have no care in the world? No. Does that mean you have to be mediocre and just nonchalant about your future? No.
Hell no.
But learn to see the self for what it is and accept the self instead of trying to be somebody to somebody because somebody taught you that.
Yeah. What rule? What rules say that you have to grow up? I don't understand. What rule are what person has the right to tell you that you're immature or you need to grow up? Who has that right?
I don't even know. No one has the right, nigga. Yeah. No,
all
I have
right.
another question.
Well, hurry. What's your other question? What's your other question? What's up, man?
Right. So the type of guy that I am, I'm good at maintaining multiple, like, females, if that makes sense. And what
well,
I've noticed.
Wait a second here. Wait. We're all about this is a true circle, so you can't lie to Uncle Ty and Uncle Steve. So let's
hey. Some guys, back, bro.
Yeah, we got.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know you ain't got no. Come on,
dog. I'm just talking about female. I'm keeping it at that, right? And I'm
wait,
good at me.
Female friends.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right?
Okay.
Not even friends, just like associates.
Well.
Anyways.
Well, why are we talking about associates? They're just like a squirrel running across your park or your yard. Why are we talking about associates?
Because here's why. Because I'm trying to, like, experiment with my game, if that makes sense. Like, I'm trying to learn to
ask. Leave your associates alone.
You're going to go to jail.
Right. Leave your little associates alone. Don't bother them. They're your little associates. You're the ones they say, hi, how you doing? How was your weekend? Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surface level interactions.
Yes.
I
go do your homework.
Got it.
All right.
They're going to be surprised once you try to get a hug one day.
Like,
whoa.
What are you
doing? We got our custom handshake?
Yeah, our custom. You're my friend. We bond together. We watch Lifetime TV together. What are you doing, Roger? Okay. Eric Coe, 646.
Oh, what is this hair on your chest? Oh, my God. Put your shirt in. Whoa.
All right, what's up, 646? What you got, man? 646 going once. 646 going twice. 646, we'll get to the next question. Air code 917, what's your question? What's up?
Going once.
Turn it down.
We're
in the background call. Turn that down.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Turn that down. What's up?
Hola.
All right, so let me just get straight to it. I just turned 17. I already graduated high school. I graduated early, and I got a thing. Oh, thank you. I got a thing lined up at 12 tonight, and I don't really know what to do because I'm a virgin.
You got what thing? What do you mean thing lined up? What is the
thing?
I don't know. What is the thing?
Look,
an appointment. Appointment with what?
The doctor's office open this week?
Yeah, wait. I didn't know the doctor's office was open at midnight. What's an appointment?
A girl told me to pull up. She want to fuck.
Wait.
Did she say word for word she want to fuck?
Yes, word for word. That's what she said.
All right.
Well, I mean, how does a guy like you get that?
Now, you're out of school, though, right? You're out of school, right?
Yeah, I already graduated.
All right. And did she text this to you or say this to you on the phone?
She texted it to me. Actually, FaceTime.
Okay, is it going to be at her place?
Yeah.
All right, you're about to call her. Let me tell you what to say to her. You ready?
No,
you just follow.
Right, not ready.
What do you mean you ain't ready, dog? If you ain't ready,
you gotta go over there.
Yeah, you better get this shit ready. You ain't got no time to sit around and waste. Are you ready to talk to her and tell her what you want?
I just want to know.
You are going to call her because we don't believe you, so you got to prove
it
wrong.
Call her. This is what you asked for, bro.
Yes. So
you wanted the real advice. The advice is action.
Yeah.
You thought we was going to give you a fucking a teleprompter? I got to make some moves,
so
man.
You ready to make these moves?
Is it going to be the kind of man she wants you to be tonight?
Yeah. You ready?
All right,
you got your pen? All right, listen. Alright, tell her to get the strawberries. Tell her to get the whipped cream. Tell her, I would say, baby, I want you to make sure you have all that together when I smooth that cream all over your body and eat it off you, I want to make sure it's right. And when I put the whipped cream on my dick, I want to make sure you lick every inch of it. You're such a bad girl. We have a great night. Carly, you ready, Carly, to tell her that? Carly. Huh? What?
Wait, what are you doing? She's going to be speechless.
Get the strawberry, the whipped cream.
Whipped cream, yes. Like, so we can eat it off each other. Just how about that? Just instead of this, say, like, we can make sure you got strawberries and whipped cream so we can eat off each other. So I want you to just call her and say that to her, okay? You ready to do it? So remember, she was just a thing a few minutes ago, right? On the point.
Man enough to do it.
Right. So you ready to do it or not?
Put some excitement in her heart, man.
Hello, caller.
So your pussy tighter than hers right now, bro.
Oh, man, wait. Hold on. You can't just... Wait a second here, man. I don't understand you dwellers. Maybe there was a... I think there was a slight disconnection and everything, and he accidentally hung up the phone. And because we care about you, big dog. We want to make sure... Because we don't want you to run and be scared. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can run.
Yeah, you can't.
She ain't going nowhere. She's going to get a pussy to somebody else that can catch it.
Yeah. Here we go. Come on, dog.
You're avoiding the inevitable, man. Right, running from yourselves.
Yeah, man. Why you hang up? Oh, man. He hung up and ran, dog. See, that's what I'm saying about y'all guys. This is why women don't want to mess with y'all. Y'all act scary, man. Let's get to the next call.
Scary.
Yeah, that mother got scared, man. He
started choking up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is
fruit? Fruit is for plate, man.
Fruit is for when you work out. You don't put fruit on the body. And whipped cream is for Thanksgiving to put on the
pancakes.
Pancakes and pumpkin pie. How dare you say put on a body? It doesn't work that way. All right, 469, what's up, man?
He was ready to break out, Steve.
No, he broke. He's like, ah. All right, 469, what's up, man?
Hello, Steve. This is Jeremiah Johnson. I can't believe I'm on the phone with Tyler Kondo, man. I fuck up with your shit, man. I've been watching for a long time. But anyway, my question is, do you believe that a woman should get on her knees and bow and marry you, or do you believe in the man's way of marrying a woman? That's my question.
Why are you asking that question?
Well, I just wanted to know you guys' opinion on it.
No, I'm asking you why do you have that question when you need some other help in other areas? Why do you care about something that you're not even doing?
Well, okay. I'm sorry, I'm at work right now. But, yeah, I asked that question because I wanted to know because – my parents are married, and I know that's how I was raised. I just wanted to know.
But it doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what we think because we're not you and you're not us.
Right.
Is, what do you think? What do you think?
Are you your parents or are you yourself?
Right, exactly.
What I want to know is it possible for, like, in this generation, that's what I'm asking.
Is what possible?
Have a fluent, loving a connection with a woman in this generation. Mostly,
okay.
I guess to have a...
JJ, surface dweller. Listen. When you have game, and I got to explain this to you, the hardest thing that, well, it's not even hard, but you just got to accept, mostly every woman wants to marry you. If not that, wants to have your kid or just be with you forever because they're madly in love with you. So, I don't understand. What do you mean? Is it hard to do? That's it's like you try to keep it. You know, we just smashing. We just hooking up. But they want to take it to. I want to be yours. So what are you talking about? I mean, that's what happens when you're on the other side, though. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm saying, I apologize. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have brought that question to the channel. I just wanted. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I guess.
What would it change if we said yes or no? Ask yourself what would change if we said yes or no.
I'm sorry, you said what?
What would change if we said yes or no?
Nothing. I wanted to know if you guys would do that. I should have said that. Probably just,
why do you care about what we... Okay, brother. why do you care so much what we think opposed to what you think? That's where you're going wrong. What does what we think have to matter about you?
Okay. And I got this question all wrong. Catch yourself, caller. Relax.
You are so within your head. You and your thoughts are one and the same. You need to be of your thoughts. Your thoughts do not control you. You are the awareness of your thoughts. But you and your shoes are one and the same. You think green, you are green. You think red, you are red. You think women are evil, they are evil.
All his life he's just been told what to think, T, I think. That's
exactly. Exactly that. You are attached to your thinking.
So we're telling you to free, be a free mind thinker and think for yourself. That's why we're asking you what you think. You don't need to be told what to think, man. That's the problem. Okay. You're too old to be told what to think. So when it comes to women.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, every man is their own opinion. I know what you're saying. But okay, well,
never be caged by your thoughts, because even the thought you're trying to project and formulate right now is a controlling prison.
Right.
Do you think that there can be a successful and loving marriage in this generation? Where are you going with that? Once you conclude no, you'll give up on trying to love yourself and try to love women and trying to love life. And once you conclude yes, will you just blindly walk out your door and say, I'm going to fall in love?
No, I
don't think you should mess with women right now, because you would not have a happy relationship right now, because you can't lead yourself. You don't even know how to lead yourself. You'll be asking a woman's opinion what she thinks you should do versus you doing it.
How old are you? I just turned 20.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Okay, you don't have an ADD or a disability, do you? Because I don't want to start call you silly. Okay. So I make sure. No little buses or anything, right? No special classes or anything? No big thick boots or like hats on your head. Okay. So formulate your question and just ask it the right way.
I wanted to know that if you guys it goes against what you just told me not to do, so I don't know.
Just speak. No judgment, no withdrawal, just speak.
My question was, with the game, like the game that you teach and see, with a woman being infatuated with you, with your game that you teach, and that she would marry you, that's what I'm saying.
Well, in Thai Kwakando,
she can wanna be.
Yeah.
Of course, that's where she go. That's where they go all the time.
All the time, they want. Listen, what I'm saying is, they start with I don't like you, I can't stand you. To I love you, I think about you. I want to be your wife. I can imagine us being married. I can imagine us having kids. I can imagine they all want to marry us.
See if I can find this message that you're telling me.
Yeah, right.
She said either I'm gonna have your kids or I'm gonna be your wife.
Exactly. They say that shit all the time.
Right.
The man gave me two choices. I'm looking at the phone like, listen.
Yeah. So I'm sorry about that.
Where
are
you going with this?
You
believe no woman nowadays wants one man? Or wants to be in a relationship?
Yeah, because I think he's probably listening to that red pill stuff. You probably listen to a lot of that red pill stuff, sir, huh?
I do, too. I ain't going to lie.
Okay, so you're listening
to
guys.
I didn't bring it up, though. I didn't bring it up to you because respect your channel.
You didn't have to bring it up. It's within you.
That's what say game shows. Game shows what you are, and you don't even realize that. You're okay, here's your question. Your real question is this. life is terrible. Women are bad. Marriage is bad, that I'm told. So if marriage is bad and women are bad, can you actually be married to bad women? Is it kind of like that, caller? Is that what you're trying to really ask?
No, I wasn't saying that at all, Steve.
But I'm saying that if you're over on that red, that other side of the street, then you know they teach you marriage is bad, women are bad, women are the evil people. That's what they teach you over there. So
my question was, I was trying to get, like, from your teaching, that the woman, from your game, if I hop on you know, your website, I learn game from you. The woman, she would be, you know, she would go crazy. You know,
okay.
For me learning from you as me being a student. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, listen.
Ask yourself, what does this have to do with your life?
Right. It's not about the woman. Okay, the game has nothing to do with women. And you're making it all about women going crazy for you. And that's your problem. The game is not about women. It's not. And the reason they go crazy for us is because we don't make shit about them. Men don't make shit about women. You surface dwellers do. Everything you do is for the woman. Everything. Because you worship her more than yourself. And that's why they don't want you, because they don't want somebody that wants them knowing that they're broken, insecure. They don't love themselves, but you love them more than they love themselves. And they know they ain't shit. But yet, here you are. Worship.
You know how I imagine, caller, as I listen to you? It's like you think you're creating better defense, I'll say. And what you're doing is you're covering your face with your pants, and you don't even realize that your ass is up. No matter what you do, and you're trying to cover your vulnerability, you're trying to cover the fact that you're exposed, you're trying to cover the fact that you feel weak.
Well, honestly, I don't care. I guess I can say, okay, I'm exposed, okay? I mean, okay.
This
motherfucker said ass. You ass out like Prince was at the MTV Awards. No, I'm saying, dog. You're showing what you are, and that's the problem. You're okay. All right, listen. Calm down. We got you, young man. Calm down. Listen.
Because then you got to pull it out.
Right. What brought you over on this side of the world from listening to all that red pill rhetoric? There had to be something to bring you over. What was that brought you over?
You saying what brought me over here to your channel?
To us, yes, myself and Taekwondo. What brought you over here?
Well, I've been watching Taekwondo and you too, but I don't know if Taekwondo, if you know Steph is cold. Okay. But he mentioned Taekwondo. Oh, that's why I've been watching both. I've been watching both of y'all. But Steve, I actually paid you for that $15 call.
Well, you're still not answering the question.
So.
What brings you? What within you is asking for this and calling for this?
What's bringing you here, brother?
Well, with what I just stated, that's all I wanted to know. Well, basically,
the question. What part of you is asking for this knowledge, this expertise, these platforms, this? What part of you is calling for this? I'll help you start the sentence. It's the part of me that blank.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, before you dial the number, you told yourself you wanted to know something because what part of you wanted to know that? What part of you wanted to know this answer?
What part of me?
Okay, this is why game is so important, young man. If you don't know that, you're on the surface, and you don't even know why you're even asking a question. You have no reason. You're just asking a question to ask a question, man. There's no reason behind it. It means you just wasted your own time, and really ours too.
I wanted to know if the game, if I learned.
It's deeper than what you want to know. It's the part of you that's asking and calling for something. What is the deeper thing?
What the fuck is that?
What are you talking? Oh, wait, dog.
Is there a part of you that not only knows you don't know, but knows that you're lost? What is it, Carla? You got to hit it. You got to hit it on the nose, but you got to call it for what it is. You're overthinking it.
Yeah, Dweller. Dweller.
Right. You're standing so close,
I'm
you
lost.
Can't see it.
I'm not sure. I got you.
I'm going to bring this to kindergarten. Deep game. Your question is asking, how can I count from 1 to 10? That's you. You just want to get to 10. All right? That's all. You want to count to 10. What we're trying to say is that 10 is just the beginning. Counting to 10 is the beginning. Because then after you go to 10, you've got to go to this thing called 11 and keep going forward. And then you have learned numbers. And once you know numbers, then the level of the game is, then we'll take that part of you and then we'll show you a thing called addition and subtraction. And then from that level, we'll move to another level of fractions and decimals. And then that level to algebra. And that level, you see what I'm saying? So your thinking right now is just, well, if I could just count to 1 to 10, blah, blah, blah. But we're saying 10 is just the beginning.
And why do you want to even learn how to count?
Yes. What is your reason that you want to get to 10?
Why are you on this dating
app? What's the reason for me wanting to get one chick?
I said to 10, not a chick. What is your reason to want to get to 10? 10. What is your reason to get to your question? You are at your edge right now because you only see what you see. So we're asking you, what is your reason that you want to be at you? I'm just using numbers, okay? What is your reason to want to know that 10 or get to that 10? What's your reason?
I didn't want to know a reason. I wanted to, but if I state that again, it goes against what you just told me not to do on your show. So I'm not
right,
going to say that.
But then why are you calling? Okay, then why even call us if you know it goes against what you believe?
Well, no. I'm sorry, because you just told me on the phone that sent me on not to do that on your show. So the best for me to do is to just get off, basically. Yeah.
Well, don't run. Don't run because you're going to be doing this all your life.
No.
Young man, you there? Are you running away? Don't get frustrated. Why are you running away?
No. I asked you for your guys' opinion. But you said that, why should I give a fuck about your guys' opinion? No.
What made you want our opinion?
What's the thing that made you want our opinion? I bet you I can tell you what it is. Because you've been a lap dog. Or excuse me, where is it at? I'm sorry. Okay, let me show you this. See that right here?
No,
let me show you. Let me show you. This is very important. What I'm holding right now is very important in your life. Because all your life, you've been mimicking, regurgitating, and being a parrot to whatever you heard across the street. And then because you're mimicking it on your branch, you're coming to a place that has no branch. And it has nothing but gain. So you can't connect the fact that, see, you're so used to being told what to do. You came over here thinking that we would tell you what to do. And we're not going
to
tell you shit. We're going
to
tell you to think for yourself. Yeah, think for yourself, which then goes against what you've been learning over there. See, your problem is you're in a boat rowing in two different directions. You want to know gain. You want to come over and learn game, but learning game is learning yourself and thinking for yourself. But you're so used to being told what to do. You're used to told women are terrible. You're told about hypergamy, female nature, on purpose, high value man, all that other stupid shit that you come over here and we're saying there's no such thing. And it's hard for you to connect that dot. Does that make any sense, sir?
Okay. Yes, sir.
So what's happening is you're fighting yourself because on one time, I think you want a relationship or you want to see women. But on the other hand, where you're going, they shame you for even thinking about a woman. How dare you think about a woman because women are bad.
Hold on, Steve. No, honestly, I'm young. I'm 20. I want to experience with multiple women. I just wanted to know if that's even possible in this generation.
Everything is wait. In this gym, okay, sir. If you listened today, this morning, I just put an hour and a half, five play fucking 101 Kitchen 101 testimonial of a guy whose woman is taking him a combo, buying him tickets and all that stuff. That's doing all the things for him. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible, but it's impossible to you because you don't believe it is possible because you've never believed in yourself because you've been over there being taught to be somebody else other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're over here now, and we're forcing you to do something that you've never done before, and that's look at the man in the mirror. And that's why you're feeling a certain kind of way, because we're forcing you to think. We're not trying to tell you to be us. They're telling you that. You think it's not possible. It's possible, but it's impossible to somebody who is trained in that thinking. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying the content creator is teaching some bullshit.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty much.
It's honestly worse than bullshit. Yes, I would look at bullshit like misinformation, but they're teaching you how to think.
Yes, yes.
No, not even how to think. Right. No, they're teaching you that you need to rely on their thinking.
Right.
Say this. Don't do this.
Yes.
Women are this.
Yes.
Yeah, but I appreciate you, Steve, and thanks to you, Taekwondo, and I'm thinking about hopping on the real game, no theory.
Well, listen. I would tell you don't do it for right now, to be honest with you. Because right now you have layers of mistrust. You have trusted that bullshit so much that it's going to go against everything that you've been taught, and that's going to be an internal battle that you're not ready to handle right now. So I would say slowly back out of the cult. You just can't walk out of a cult like that. It doesn't work that way. And you're part of a cult right now. So you're trying to walk away from the cult. Listen, what I'm saying is you're trying to walk away from the cult. And then as you're walking away, you're going to start to feel lonely. The farther you walk away from the cult without a sense of self, you're going to run right back to them because that's your connection to the world, man.
That's your sense of security.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying that you're trying to leave the cult now. And it's a process. Don't you there? Hello? Did you fall out? Yeah. You got anything? You good? I mean, we got another call to grab. So is that, you know?
No. I'm sorry. I missed what you said. I'm at work right now. So I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. Get some coaching if you want to. But other than that, I wish you the best of luck. Okay. We'll throw you back in for tonight. Respect. All right. Error code 201. Sorry for. Oh wait. Oh sorry. Hold on. 201. 929. We got you then. 201. 929. Stop it. Wait. We got you next. 201. What's up? 929.
How you doing? Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir? All
right. So I was talking to this girl, and we've been speaking for a couple of weeks now. We've had a few deep conversations, stuff like that. And she recently asked me this question.
Sir, a deep conversation about?
Different things. Like I've asked a lot of questions.
Wait, where her mindset
is at.
Wait, sir. If you can't, you got to answer the question. What were the deep conversations about? Be specific. What were the deep conversations about?
So one of the questions that I asked her was, what's one thing that you're running away from right now? Like something that you're avoiding in your life.
Caller, why would you ask her that shit? Why would you ask her that?
I mean, nobody's perfect, so...
No, wait. You actually think she's going to tell you the truth?
Carl, I'll tell you the last deep... one random thing. I obviously talked about it. I got her to see the beauty in her body, her flaws,
mm-hmm.
her insecurities,
mm-hmm.
her stretch marks.
Yes.
The shape of her body.
Yes.
Got her to be comfortable in her skin.
What did you do?
Oh, what I do? I told her about herself. I asked her to show me herself.
Yeah.
I made her comfortable enough to be exposed like that.
Yeah.
And to show me who she was.
I'm going to tell you where you're fucking up. You're having deep conversations because you're trying to impress her. And that's your problem. You're trying to show her that you're an educational man that can push her beyond her realm of thought and all this other stuff. And you're just an average guy that she already knows that you don't know what you're doing by doing what you're doing. You're talking at her. I mean, you're talking to her versus talking at her.
Okay. Could you explain that a little bit more?
I'm sorry?
Could you explain that a little bit more?
Well, okay, here's your question. What is that question you're asking her? How is that going to lead to you going on a date, getting a kiss, or setting something up? What is that question going to do? Where is that question going?
She's already, I've already kissed her before. She came over to my crib.
How does that question lead to her at your crib then? Yeah, like intimacy or going to the next step?
Nah, I'm not worried about the next step because we've taken a couple of steps.
I can tell.
I'm worried about you in the next step because you're talking about a bunch of bullshit that is pulling you away from the next step. I'm asking you, what is the purpose of that boring ass question? What is that supposed to do? That's what I'm asking. What is that question?
The intention was to get her to open up.
Okay, you know what makes her open up? When she knows that she can trust you. And you're not going to judge her, and you're not going to ask her the basic things that the average surface dweller asks her, like these quote-unquote what you call deep philosophical questions. They're interviewing questions. And as soon as you start to interview a woman versus talk to a woman, like Ty said, Ty's talking to the woman. You're asking her interviewing questions. She's already pegged you as someone that doesn't know what he wants. He cannot lead a woman, and she's going to let you think that you're doing something, and you're not doing anything because you're not even leading anywhere. Where are the questions going?
And let me expand on this because I kind of, you know, I go in the term of go deep, not wide. You know, don't just go around all these other different surface level topics.
I love it.
And, there's two paths. I don't want to expose too much because this was a Patreon exclusive breakdown, but there's two paths.
I'm always going to Patreon.
You go deep on something, and she sees your ability to go deep and how passionate you can be in all areas of your life. And then there's the one that hits her at her core.
You don't even know that she had a core. That's the problem. Call her. What did she reply to that question? What was her answer?
She told me that so she's the captain of the step team, and she told me that one thing she's avoiding is speaking up to her team because she's a shy person. That's what she said. And, I encouraged her, and I told her that you should use your voice more often. And she gave me an example.
I'm about to say, that was
a bad question.
You had an opportunity to go hit the core right there.
Right. Call her. Peep game. She's shy, and she needs to get, okay, you know what? I got a great idea. You know, tomorrow night I'm free around 7 o'clock, and what I want you to do is I want you to bring yourself over to my place. I'll make a nice little meal for us. And after we eat dinner, have a little dessert and a few kisses in between, we can sit there and you can talk to me, and I will do everything I can to show you that it's okay to let yourself go and be you, because I need you to be comfortable around me first. And if you can just trust me a little bit, I'm going to show you how to trust yourself. The more you trust yourself, the more you'll be able to trust yourself in any situation. Because right now the situation is with you and I is that I feel like you don't, there's a little bit of distance between us, but I want to let you know that I'm not trying to rush this thing with you, but I do want to hold you. I do want to kiss you. And the things that I want to do with you, and I want to show you. You see what I'm saying right there? You see how I learned that when I wanted to go call her? I didn't say, just eat your vegetables and say your prayers.
Yeah, just toughen up and just say what you said.
Okay.
That's game. See, that's game. You got to learn game, young man. You got to learn game, brother.
We right in the narrative.
I appreciate that.
Everything's an opportunity, and you don't see it. I can see if you asked her. Look, if you asked her that question to lead to what I just showed you, I would have patted you on your back.
Right.
But you led it to just, I think I made her feel good, where I think she likes me a little bit more because I'm just, I'm like her best friend. I'm just trying to give her motivation and showing her that I'm not like those asshole guys that just don't care.
Nah, but the thing is, I already know where we stand. Like, she...
What are you saying?
She's trying to, like... She wants to have a relationship with me, but...
Wait,
she's
asking
me about
it. Do you want a relationship with her?
No.
Yes or no? All right, let's call her right now. Let's call her right now and reinforce that. You don't want a relationship with her, but you wanted to come over tonight or tomorrow night so y'all can push whatever we had to the next step. You ready to call her? You ready to call her do that?
I might have something to do with her. But she came to my house.
Sir, I don't give a fuck about... Wait. Let me ask a question. Do you just want a kiss or do you want more? I'm just asking you, what do you want? Are you satisfied with a kiss? Well, I'm not trying to be right. I'm just being real. So do you want a kiss or do you want her clothes off and you want to do something? What do you want to do? I'm not laughing. What do you want to do? This is easy. What do you want to do? You don't want the relationship. I'm telling you, this is how you're going to get her, by being honest with her, let her know. See, you're talking to her like you want a relationship. Right. Here's your problem. You're talking to her like you want a relationship. That's your problem. Because you're asking her about bullshit that these suckers ask who want relationships. You don't want a relationship. You just want to smash. I know you do. And you're hiding behind the lie of you want a relationship. And you know you don't want one. And you know you haven't told her yet. So you know what? Okay, good. Right. Then she knows that.
Let me make it clear. What you're saying is right. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, then. He said, see, you didn't tell her, did you?
So look,
he didn't tell her, did you?
No, we've spoken about it. There's not even
no,
a conversation.
No, did you tell her?
Oh,
my God. Did you tell her that I don't want a relationship? Did you tell her?
Word for word, no.
Okay, so we're going to tell her word for word, and then we're going to tell her to come over Friday so we can push what we were doing the other night and move it to the next level. That's what we're going to do right now. Because that's what men do, unless you want to be a surface dweller and just keep skipping around the posy with her. What do you want to do?
All right, not you. All right. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to be right.
You got time to figure it out.
Nah, come on, man. You ready
to
do this?
You need to know, man.
Nah, let's go. Let's go.
All right, call her. Well, call her. Let her know. Let her know. I was thinking, I just say, what's up, sexy? I was thinking about that conversation that we had about relationships. And as I thought about it, I know I'm not ready for a relationship. Because I don't know you well enough to be in a relationship. But I do, and I am sexually attracted to you. And I enjoyed that kiss that we had the other night. So why don't you come on over Friday night, and let's move this pendulum from kisses to something else. Come on through. 7 o'clock. Bring something either tight or something loose. You can pick. I'll let you choose. You ready to let her know?
I got you.
I know, got us. Go ahead, call. We'll be quiet. And we know you got a number.
Even if you struggle to say that word for word, are you ready to finally say anything with your chest?
Yeah, this is your
truth.
Say
what you mean.
Right,
say what you mean.
Yeah, this is your truth coming out, brother. You're going to feel good about this. Even if she ain't down, you'll be at least honest.
Speak your truth.
Right. You ready, big dog? All right.
Before I call her.
Yes.
Like random?
Okay, brother.
Oh, my God.
This is what you guys don't understand, you service dwellers don't understand about men. I don't need to lie to a woman. I'd rather let her know where I stand so she can make the decision. What you're doing is you're backdooring and deceiving her. So everything that she feels like her judgments, values, and trust that she's beginning to have for you is lies. You're building off of a lie or a thought of you're going to have a relationship. You better be honest with her, man.
But she doesn't think that, though, because there was a conversation that we had, and she asked me, are you talking to other girls? And I told her, yes, I am.
And so, okay, and what? Did you kiss her? Didn't y'all kiss? Didn't she come over to your place?
Yeah.
Was that after you told her about the other girls?
Yeah, that was.
Well, then what do you think she's going to do when you tell her you don't want a relationship?
But I feel like it's already implied.
Okay, listen. This is implied. Boy, you service drugs. You're killing me with this shit. Come on, man. Why you stop, man? Come on, dog.
Going to bank and imply that you want to take out $100,000 loan and see if they're going to slap you in your face.
Please.
Take that implying shit and go somewhere else with that shit, bro. Don't bring that shit in your life, bro.
You can't bring that shit, dog. Come on, men don't do that, man.
Imply.
Right. Come on, don't imply shit. Be real. Accept it and be real, man. You ain't got nothing to lose. Listen. It'll be worse if you do it and she realizes you were lying, okay? It'll be worse. Because then she'll probably get, if some women, I'm not going to say all, some women say, oh, you raped me, you lied to me, you told me we was going to be in a relationship, but you just lied. You don't want that, dog. We don't want that for you.
DJ, Lewis.
Yeah, we don't want that for you.
You know, you want to set yourself up for success. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. Next thing you know, y'all break down this huge argument. Why didn't you tell me? Well, you should have said that back during. Well, you, Keep it clean. Handle your business.
Yeah, go ahead, handle. Let's go ahead and call her. You know you got her numbers. We're going to give you 10 seconds because you got her number on speed dial anyway. All right. Are you ready?
I got you.
All right, 10 seconds. You'll be quiet. All right, go.
How do I do this?
Wait a second. Do you have a Cricket phone? Do you have a rotary phone?
Nah.
What kind of phone do you have? Do you have an Android?
Nah,
or an iPhone?
I have an iPhone. I have an iPhone. I'm just trying to make sure I don't.
How is it you iPhone kids who are on your phone all day doesn't understand the thing called merge?
Yeah.
You call her and press merge. Boop. It's one little button. Merge. Boop. All right, you got 10 seconds. Here we go.
9.
You ain't going to do that shit. 8. 7. 6.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's good?
Huh?
It was good.
Nothing. Just practicing a step that I'm going to teach tomorrow.
What you said?
I was just practicing a step I'm going to teach tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, based off that conversation that we were having just over the text, right? I just wanted to make things clear before we move on. Like, I'm not trying to get in a relationship because I know that certain actions that I've been making so far may have been relationship-esque, you know what I'm saying? But it's just not where I'm trying to go with things right now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I still want you to come over tomorrow. You feel me? You were talking about that hidden talent that you have, so I'm sending you to showcase
when?
That. Not tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday.
But aren't you sick?
I mean, I'm feeling better. I'm not gonna lie.
I shall see.
You shall see.
Yeah, because I have things to do Saturday.
I mean, Saturday is looking like a free day for me. So you gotta let me know,
mm-hmm.
And just don't forget the hidden talent. You feel me?
Because
you were the same one saying that you wanted to get promoted to Big Stepper. Because you still mid stepper right now. I'm not gonna lie, you came a long way from Little Stepper. But you feel me? If you want to get promoted, you gotta do some things.
Listen, you already saw my hidden talent. I already showed you a video.
Nah, I saw a video. I didn't see the real thing.
It depends on what pants I wear.
It's okay. So Saturday, right? Afternoon.
We shall see.
I'm gonna let you sit on it. I'm gonna let you pray on it. I know what your answer is gonna be, but you feel me? It's okay.
What's my answer gonna be?
Listen, pray on it. I know what it is. You know what it is. I know what it is. What's understood doesn't need to be explained.
So why can't you come over here? I went last time.
Well, you know you have a roommate and I have a whole queen size bed. Like, come on now.
Okay.
What you say?
I said, I mean, I guess. But I mean, like, Bono coming over here. I mean, I came over.
You're gonna, all right. Listen, you're gonna showcase. You're gonna showcase your talent while your roommate is over there. I mean, if you're cool with that, that's fine. Nah, listen, it's up to you. Huh?
I said, we shall see, Victor. We shall see.
I'm gonna holler at you.
All right. Bye.
Yo, you back?
Yeah.
All right, listen, hold on, dog. The chick asked you, everything I'm going to say, why don't you just say yes? She just asked you that with the lead. She's like, what do you think I'm going to say?
Here he is.
And why did you just say yes?
Check me.
Come on, hey, brother, listen to this. Do you see when you're real with them how she was giggling? Do you see you told her you didn't want a relationship? Did she hang the phone up? No. But you told her to come over your place, and she started giggling, and she's like, I can't make it sad, but I got a little bit busy. That's when you got to tell her what to do. I want you to come on Saturday, but like, you come to my place. I could have heard she said, we can go do it at my place. But then she said, tell me what you think I'm going to say. And you were like, well, you know, pray on the girl. And what the fuck was all that shit? What was all that?
All
right. Brother, this is game. But see, you see now how easy it is? You don't have to lie to women.
Not at all.
I definitely learned I'll be prolonging it on my own.
She told you to come over after you told her you didn't want a relationship. Bro. Like, just
exactly.
Keep it real.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, the only knock, again, she was waiting for you to tell her. She said, you tell me what you think I'm going to do. Why didn't you just tell her? This is what you're going to do. You're going to put something sexy on, and you're going to come over my place. That's it. That's what you're going to do.
That's it.
It was there. It was Scottie Pippen giving Michael Jordan the alley-oop. You had it.
And she would have loved to hear you describe
she
tell her what to do.
Dude, she was giggling, brother. You hear her giggling and smiling and blushing? She was like,
look, I know exactly what you're going to do. What I'm going to do?
Yeah, wait.
Listen, you're going to put that dress on. The nice, the little table right above your knees. And then you're going, listen, bro. She'd have been like, she'd have put that exact dress on. She'd have put the same clothes. Listen, she would have been taking notes. But you couldn't tell her what to do. We'll pray on it. What religion is that?
Yeah, you're going. Brother, never tell a woman to pray on anything, especially when she's about to become a whore. You don't want her. You don't want to make her feeling guilty. You don't want her to look at their morals and say, "Well, I want to, but no, I feel guilty now." She was down. And then you tell her to pray on it.
I got you.
You don't have us. You could have had her.
Don't have her.
How'd you get yourself, man? You had it right in your hand.
Oh, my God. She said, you tell me. She said, you tell me. And that was
that.
It. That you everything
asked
was,
for it, bro. Well, I mean, why do you think she asked you, what do you think I'm going to say?
Exactly. Yes. Man, are you listening to us, man?
Yeah, I hear you.
Look, you told
me. I don't know. Honestly, I don't.
Your nuts dropped. You told her, I don't want a relationship, right? And she said, okay, cool. And you were like, you know what? This is what I want to do. I want you to come over my place. She said, great. you know I got something on Friday. Well, we're going to do it on Saturday. I don't know. I might be a little bit. Well, you know I want you. You tell me what I want to do. What do you think I want to do?
Go pray on a girl.
Come on, man.
Y'all got I know that shit ain't feel cool, man. It probably felt like you was trying to get rid of her or something.
No. Damn.
I didn't know how low-key he was.
All right, look. I normally don't do this, but I know, I feel like you're at third base, hand towards home. I want you to go back in there and say, I almost forgot. This is what I want you to wear. This is what I want you to do. Because I didn't instruct you on what we're going to be doing over here and with time. You didn't even give her a time. You didn't give her a time or anything.
Nothing.
Hold on. Let me check your schedule like you really fucking busy, Jacques Cousteau. Come on.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. You got to be at nighttime. Don't do no day. She doesn't look. The first night, they just want to cover their body up. They don't want you to see everything in the first time. Yeah, but you got to be more specific. Yeah, you got to be more specific, okay? And time. This is what time I want to do this. And mention her sexy soft lips and mention I'm looking forward to your kisses. Say things like that. They like hearing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't even give her a time. You just like Saturday. Shit, Saturday is 24 hours, man.
The idea with the rooster.
Right. Oh, man. Come on, man. All right, are you done?
How old is you, Carla? How old you said you was?
Yeah. 20.
Huh? 20.
All right, so she could spend the night.
Yeah, he stayed at my...
Give her that security. Listen, I don't care what you did during the day. I'm saying when you come over here, come spend the night with me. Leave your roommates. Leave all that behind. Come get the experience of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ready, caller? Are you ready? You're almost there. Do not give her time to think right now because it's
this is where men are made, caller.
Yeah, she's gonna rewind that conversation you had, and the only thing she's thinking about is prey on it. We got to get that shit out of our head. That shit is neon light.
Recover
on it.
Recover that
ball. You got to get off.
She's going to have her balls in your mouth.
Yeah, man.
I mean, she going to have your balls in her mouth.
Yeah. All right, you ready, dog? You ready?
Yeah.
I remember. Give her time. Talk about her sexy lips. Talk about spending the night. All right, give her time. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, go back in there. Right. You got 5 seconds. You do that shit, dog. We got you. We here. And watch the screen. Hey, look. I know you're watching this live. Watch the screen. Okay? Watch the screen.
Can you see us on the screen,
Carlos?
Yeah.
How
delayed is
it? Let's run the playbook back one more time.
How delayed is it? All right, so like 1 or 2 seconds apart. Oh, listen. When we do this on the screen, when we do pause it, that means mute, and we're going to tell you what to say. But you have to mute with her on the phone.
Okay? You got to mute her. Do you understand? Don't. You got to mute. Now, just watch us, okay? We on the sideline. When I'm doing this, you're reeling her in, okay?
Right.
That means you're reeling her in. Bring her in slowly. Come on. Bring that tuna in, right? But if I'm doing this, you fucking up. We want you to reel it in. Reel it in, all right?
Any questions before you make this call, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to get the notebook and tell you some shit if you need it, but just...
All
right. You right? But you got... Hey, look, watch that screen.
Hold on. What's the playbook real quick? Run through.
All right, this means, when you see this, that means mute her. Real quick,
nah,
while she talks.
Not that. I got that. I mean, like,
what to say?
What are we trying to think?
All right, okay.
You forgot to say. Yeah.
You've got to tell her what time. You've got to tell her what time you wanted to come
okay,
to.
Okay, yeah, I got that part.
You
got
to tell her what you want to wear.
Yeah,
you got to tell her what you look forward to when she comes over wearing what you want to wear.
What you want to wear, and you look forward to them sexy, soft lips. Are you ready, big dog? You got two sharks on here. We got you, dog. We got you. I'm going to go get the notebook and everything. I'm going to the notebook. Yeah. I got you. We're going to get you home, dog. We're going to get you there, okay?
Live in the motherfucking dojo.
Yeah, in the dojo, baby. You ready?
I know.
Take a deep breath. All right, make that fucking call. Go.
Demon time.
Demon time.
Hello?
Yes.
Buffalo, I don't know where my man is went. I definitely did not give you a time. So, 9 p.m. Saturday.
Why does it say conference call started?
What did you say?
It says conference call started.
What do you mean?
I don't know, my phone. It's a call retrieve, and then it's a conference call that started. I have no idea.
I don't really know. But, yeah, that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. 9 p.m. Saturday.
You said 9 what?
9 p.m. Saturday.
9 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you sound surprised?
You said Saturday?
It's Saturday at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. So, first things first, I know it's nothing that you're used to, but I'm going to need you to come in something sexy. So,
mm-hmm.
I know you got that long coat. You don't got to show it while you walking out, because I know you live in, Sherman. You know, I don't want the RAs looking at you any kind of crazy. You could hide under the nice little long coat you got. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And bring that over here. You feel me? That'll be the first thing. I want to see that. See how it looks when you see your shape in real life. You feel me? Not in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Definitely see how it was hidden talent. That might be the main course for the day. I don't know. You know, it could be. It's definitely something that's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on top of that, those lips of yours, I fell a couple of times. Definitely want
a couple of times?
Yeah, I felt it a couple of times.
Oh,
definitely
what?
Want to take that to the next level, not going to lie. I know you haven't been there, you feel me?
What do you mean? Well, you felt what a couple of times?
I felt your lips a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, we're gonna go deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're writing all this down. This is the plans for Saturday.
That's the plans for Saturday?
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
There's nothing to think about. I just handed it to you. So we'll be in touch.
Wait. We don't bring that motherfucker back in. He did good. See, wait, where the fuck is he at?
Okay. Could have been more descriptive. Could have been more, you know.
But she said yes. She said
right.
She asked him.
Did you hear that? She asked him. She was like, how do they feel? Or she says something
like
that.
Oh, here
we go.
Let me bring her back in. Yeah, call her. Listen what we say. 929. You remember she asked you how do you feel?
You didn't hear that, bro. You should be talking instead of listening.
She asked you
when you said her lips. She said the kiss. She said, how do they feel? Or what about them? Or
when she did.
You got to listen as well as talk. But look. Here's a good thing. Do you see when you're assertive? And you see when you're not bullshitting, and you see when you keep it a buck, how they respond.
I mean, she got out your way completely. She was quiet. She was saying, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She was,
mm-hmm.
Mm, she was
how were they?
Yeah.
How they say?
She's a virgin as well. Like, not that makes that much of a difference.
Okay,
but listen.
Then take your time. I'm just saying to you is that she's going to come over. I'm not saying come over for sex, but you're going to go past the kiss. It doesn't mean you're going to hit the ass. I'm not saying you're going to do that. I'm saying that you're going past the kiss. So you got to make her feel comfortable, okay?
Yeah, well, it's not just make her have sex, but to make her want to. She'll
make her want to, yeah. But the big thing is, right, here's the victory for you, big guy. Right, here's the victory for you. The victory is you believe and you listen to what we're showing you, and we're showing you why you don't need to lie to women. All you got to do is keep it a buck. Remember, that's the same woman you told the first conversation, I don't want a relationship. You told her that.
And she answered that phone right back.
And she answered that motherfucker right back.
Come on, implications.
Yeah.
No. We applying pressure. We implying nothing. Well, you know, it's kind of the elephant in the room. It's the pile under the rug. It's,
so
I said what I meant, and I meant what I said.
Yeah. So you good now? You just got back it up. You got back it up, okay? Caller, how you feel, man?
Gotcha.
Now listen. This is important just for you and everybody. But see, listen. How long have you known her? How long have you known her for? And how long have you been beating around the bush? How many months?
How long have I known her?
Yeah, or beating around the bush with all this bullshit, chit-chatty shit you were doing. How many months?
Nah, it's probably been like a month.
I don't care if it's two or one. Okay, it's 1 month. But look what you did in a few minutes. Excuse me.
Minutes.
Look what you did in a few minutes. You wasted a whole month. And you got what you wanted in a few minutes by being real, dog. You were being straight up honest with her. And you started telling her what time and all this other stuff. Now, she kind of backed up a little bit because you remember when she asked you about how her lips felt and you didn't answer her, you kind of made her feel stupid, which made her back up a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
She was about to have that sexual trust.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, how my lips feel. And if you would have rode that current, say maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why you listen to two bad motherfuckers. Right, you wouldn't listen to us.
I caught that shit. She listened. To me, that's like bleeding in water for a shark.
Woo, man.
That's like watching a gazelle limp.
Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker leg broke. Oh, this is easy pickings right here. And you didn't even hear it.
Yeah, you missed it. And then when you missed it, that's what made her back up a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Because she wanted to hear the smoothness. She wanted to hear what it was going to be like to kiss her and have her over and stuff.
That's what she wanted. She wanted the picture in her mind,
yeah,
bro.
She
not
wanted
just,
to paint it,
oh,
right?
Yeah, wear that and, you know, don't let them see it. No. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I want to see, and I'm gonna get descriptive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be very verbal. I'm gonna paint that picture in her mind with my words, bro.
Absolutely. But it's okay now. You know, she's still teetering, but I think she's teetering more. So now you're good, okay? Well, we gotta grab some other calls, but call her.
Yo, I appreciate y'all, man.
It's not appreciation.
It's real.
Right, this is what we do. If y'all just listen to Ty and myself, we're going to get you what you want, but stop doing that. You don't have to beat around the bush with him. And I'm so glad you finally told her because you didn't want to have a relationship. She finally understands. Now, remember, it doesn't mean sex, but it's going to go a little bit past the kiss. And if she wants, remember, if she's not feeling comfortable and wants to stop, you just stop, okay? But listen, do not cop a fucking attitude. If she stops, do not cop an attitude. You got to be understanding. When when she pulls back, because sometimes they'll pull back, some people get mad because like, oh, girl, you bullshitting.
She ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, right.
Get off me. Move.
Get off me.
You.
Don't touch me. Right. Then you fucked it up. But what
take
you
your
do,
time. No rush.
Take your time. It's no rush. We take our time. Put your arm around her. Then what might happen is like she'd be like, damn, he's making me feel more secure. Making me feel more comfortable, get me out of my shell more. Then she might start kissing you and push it a little further. Or she might just say, you know what? I know what to do next time. Okay? So don't get mad and salty if you get a little, you're going to get past the kiss. Yes. But you might not get too far past. Okay?
I appreciate y'all.
Okay. Well, good job, man.
I'm definitely going to be back soon on the call to share anything else.
Yeah, that conference call shit, good cover up, man, because I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, she could have known that.
She got an Android, too, so it was definitely.
Shit. Yeah, no, but you good, bro. We got to grab these other calls, though, bro. All right, but we appreciate you, man. Let us know what happened next week. Call us next week, okay?
Gotcha.
Chill. Gotcha.
Yeah. Dojo to the moon, baby. We throw you back in. Let's get some of these next callers. 201, you're up. Sorry for the long wait. Then 313. 201, what you got for us, brother?
Yo. You can hear me?
Yes, sir. We're sorry for the long wait. What's up, brother?
All right, so I used to talk to this girl, I used to like this girl in, like, middle school, right? I was, like, a dweeb, no confidence or nothing. I'm, like, a senior, right? And recently we've been talking or whatever on the phone, and it'd be like, late because we'd be working until, like, this time. Like, we usually get home at, like, 10, 11. But what do you call it? We don't really text like that. We just, like, iMessage games and shit. We just be on the phone, like, till, like, 2 a.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., And I want to be in a relationship with her or whatever. And she's one of those, like, shy types and all that. And since I've known her, I've really, like, she might be, like, low-key, like, with niggas and shit, but I've never seen her, like, with a boyfriend, none of that. So, like, she's, like, one of those, you feel me? And one of the days I was going with my, like, one of these days I was going with my boy to the movies or whatever, and I invited her, and she said she'll see her or whatever, and then she canceled because she said she had to, it was in the same mall, she said she had to go to her job with her sister and her niece and all that and get them, like, clothes and shit, and they had to get a discount, like, she had to give a code for a discount or whatever, right? And when she'd be on the phone with me or whatever, she'd be, you know, she'd be like, oh, you're my son, you might see, I'm different from the other bitches, all that. And the other day, like, 2 days ago or whatever, we was talking or whatever, and she said some shit about her being, like, special, like, the main character or whatever. I was like, nah, that's me. She's like, you swear you're special. And I was like,
call her. She doesn't know you like her. She's waiting for you to
Previously, she did.
What do you mean previously?
Because in middle school, she banned my shit.
Okay. Does she know, did you actually tell her you're interested in her?
Right now?
No, did you ever tell her?
No.
That? Well,
oh,
then
yeah,
that's
in middle school. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Are you? But you're not in middle school anymore, are you?
No.
Different set of rules. You're in high school, right?
Yeah, I just
let her know.
Like
how
the story and shit.
Okay, you say you wanted to be your girl, right? You wanted to be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But then why don't you tell her you wanted to be your girlfriend?
Because I didn't think saying that shit straight out would, like, work, I guess. I don't know.
Well, okay, when you go to McDonald's or Wendy's, don't you say what you want straight out when you go there?
Yes, you're right.
Or do you wait for the people at the counter to figure out what you want?
Okay, what lets you know that you and her are more than friends?
I mean, in my head at least, like, you're not finna stay on the phone.
What has happened?
Unless you, like, deep in the friend zone.
No, not in your head. Not in your head. What has happened that lets you know that y'all are more than friends?
I mean, you're not finna stay on the phone until, like, 2-3 a.m. with somebody. Unless y'all, like, more than friends, or, like,
you're
really close.
You're doing what the last caller did. He's implying that they're in a relationship because they stay on the phone late at night.
No.
Meanwhile, y'all talking about jelly beans and snowflakes.
Right. Versus, can I see you and hang out, and I look forward to going on a date with you. Caller, a woman will stay on the phone with her gay best friend or her friend for hours and days, just kicking it like it's her girlfriend. And until you establish what it is you are, you're the guy saying, because I hang out with a woman, we're actually dating. And that's not the truth. That you've made it your true thinking because you don't want to find out your truth. And the only way you're going to find out is be honest. Like we told the last guy, be honest. There's nothing, you don't lose. Just let her know, I want you to be my girl. And, you know, I'm like you, you know. I want, you know. I don't know. We know back in our day we said go out. I don't know y'all don't say that anymore, but you know, let her know I want you to be my girl.
Well, I don't know about you. I wouldn't start applying pressure. I wouldn't even cheat. I would get the benefits of her being my girl without her being my girl.
Well,
if you want to be locked in, then you want to be locked in.
I think you love though.
Can you say that again?
apply pressure, bro. Get somewhere. Like, have you ever been over her house? Has she ever been over your house?
Nah, I ain't been. I seen her work and shit. That's it.
All right, why don't you call?
So
her
where? All right, man, go ahead.
Yeah,
what are you doing? Just counting the days?
Yeah. Why don't you just call her and let her know right now that you know what we've been talking all this time, and apparently I don't think I've told you that you know I want you to be my girl. That's all you got to say. I don't want to complicate this one for you. It's just that simple. You know, we've been talking for a long time, and I don't know if you know this by it, but I want to be more than friends.
Otherwise, you'll be guessing and hoping for the rest of your life.
Are you okay to do that, caller?
I would, but I mean, I could try, but she's on D&D right now because she's at work probably.
But I don't care if she's on work or does she have voicemail? Y'all guys, when you call them, sometimes they're busy. it says you have reached 555-55555, right? And it goes beep, yeah. And you can leave a message, right? And you can let them know I need to talk to you about us.
All right.
I'm just saying, I mean, if you don't want to, I don't want to pressure you if you don't want to do it, but I'm just saying that you're just daydreaming right now. And the last thing I want you to do is insinuate something that's not there. And then her being with another guy, and then you're going to be broken because she's going to be like, well, why didn't you say something? I thought we were just friends and hanging out. You never told me. But I thought, nah, you can't think with this stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is going to be for the rest of your life, sir. This moment right here is going to be every woman you meet for the rest of your life, because women are smart enough to play dumb. They're not going to push the pendulum. Everything's comfortable. We can talk about jelly beans, grasshoppers, and unicorns until
all night.
All night. All night. And
I mean, I'm bored anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. Just play with my bubble gum and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get the point.
So you ready to do it?
I got a question real quick, bro. So for like future reference or whatever, you're not gonna like sit there and tell every girl straight up you like them, right? Or is that scenario right now?
This point caller, she would already know. Me and her would already be on the same page.
Yes.
But what you did is you beat around the bush. You avoided saying what you mean and meaning what you say. You avoided you've been walking on eggshells this whole time, trying to play it safe.
Yes, this is a crucial point in your life right now, because if you keep doing what you're doing now, like the average surface dweller on these shows do, you're going to be a grown guy doing the same stuff you're doing right now. You're going to have to break that cycle and break that chain and start being more assertive than what you're doing right now.
Regardless of the consequences.
Right, regardless of whatever happens. You've got to do it. You've got to come, this is your come to Jesus moment, that you've got to actually be real, like the last caller. He, just like you, was all beating around the bush through high school, junior high school, all that stuff, and he finally nutted up and did something that he never thought he could do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you want me to call her and leave a voicemail right now?
No, yeah, just call her. And listen, if you call, you get voicemail, let it go by a little bit, and then bring it over. And then tell her, listen, I want to talk to you about us. Call me when you're not busy. I want to talk to you. That's it. Yeah, you know, leave it like that. Don't push anything. Then when she calls you, just let her know we told you. But see, what you're doing is you're learning how to tell women what to do. And that's something a lot of young men don't do nowadays, because they don't believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. So this is a good win for you. Regardless of what happens, you're going to start training yourself this way. And then when you get in college, you're going to be a monster. You're going to be a monster in college,
mm-hmm.
because you're starting now. You're starting right at this point right now, where a lot of guys, they just carry over high school into college. Beat around the bush. Right.
Yeah, all right. Good point.
All right. Well, we try to make good points. All right, so we'll give you 10 seconds. Since you've been on the phone for 3 hours, all night till 3 in the morning, I know you just press her button and call her. So you got 10 seconds, okay?
You gonna be on the phone or any other night?
Yeah. Hey, listen. And if it gets her number, don't click over until you get past the 7 digits of her number or the 4 digits. Okay.
In the voicemail.
When you get the voice ready.
If she answers, click it over.
Yeah, if she answers, click it over. But if you hear you have reached 555-555, let it go a little bit and then click over. Okay.
All right, caller.
All right. Go ahead and do it, buddy.
Your thing, gang.
Okay. Let me leave on what you said real quick, right? So you said call her, and when it reaches, if she don't pick up and it reaches voicemail, let it run through a little bit, and then start whatever I'm saying.
You don't need her number.
Yeah, we don't want her number leaked, okay? That's why we tell you to wait. Wait a little bit. Wait, let the number go by a little bit, then click it over, then we should be able to hear the beep, and you just say, hey, this is me. Hey, there's something I want to talk to you about you and I. Give me a call. That's it.
All right, so mute myself and turn the number back to gone.
Wait, do what?
How do I stop the number from getting leaked?
This is the two things that could happen. She answers, you click it over, you say what you got to say.
Right.
She can't answer, it goes to voicemail. If it's on DND, you have to call the second time in a row for her to see the notification anyway. If she doesn't answer, even after you call the second time to bypass the do not disturb, leave the voicemail to tell her to call you back.
Yes.
So you can talk about us.
Yes. Only if it goes to voicemail, right. Okay? Yeah, remember, you know when you call, okay,
call her.
When you called her before and she was busy, did it go just go beep or did it say her number? What did it do?
I mean, I haven't called her when she was on B&B.
Bro, just do it. Let's get
this over
with. Shit.
Yeah, because we got the calls. Go ahead and click over, dog. Go ahead and do it, bro. You got 10 seconds. All right, here we go. Ready? Go. Click over. Go. We got 10 seconds. And I got, if I hear the number, I'll mute it myself, so. All right, he's not doing it. All right, we'll go to the next call. Area code 313. 313, you're on, sir. What's up? What's your question? Then 616. What's up? 313 going once. 313 going twice.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Yo. Hey, T.Y., when you got them braces, like, you there right now?
Are you calling about some a man's braces, brother?
No, I'm just asking. I got braces.
Okay, what's your question? What's your question? Let's act like you didn't ask that question. So what's your question?
Tell me that is my mom hurt, man. That's a fire for that.
Please don't ever call
me. I was at a fire for that, man. It was just a genuine question.
Okay, but a random question can sound real feminine, okay, young man? Don't ask another man about his mouth, dude. Don't ever ask a man about his teeth, his mouth, his lips, his chin, or his neck. Okay, come on, man.
Gang, tighten up.
Come on, man. Tighten that shit up, man. Come on. Come on, man. What's your question, man? What's up?
Shit. All right, man. It's not really
a question.
It's more like, sure, it is a question. Actually, but Kiwa, you remember the Cuba girl, like a couple months ago that you thing whatever that thing was.
Dude, speak up. We can't hear you. Speak up and speak correctly.
No, what's the question?
T.Y., you remember that Cuba girl that you got on the stream with? Like,
where are you going with the question? What's up?
Oh, you heard about that? Yeah, but, like, I had got on the stream, and I was asking, like, I was wondering if you could react to that, because I had got on her stream, whatever, on the
okay.
The eBay call thing, you feel me?
Caller, are you
don't,
fucking...
Don't take that.
I ain't gonna lie, it was...
Don't take that realistically. It's something you can prepare for your life, Brody.
Oh, my God. Dude, is this a joke? Are you about to tell us... Are we on Punk'd right now? Is someone going to come in and say we joke? Is that your question, your call? Caller?
No.
Joe, you go on this girl thing and you talk to her, but she's playing a character. She's trolling the whole time. Like, you know, you never take these things for value to your life.
So then why are you calling us about it then, sir?
Because I was asking if he could react to it. What you talking about?
Okay. You might as well ask him about his teeth. Can you look? Just
the validation, bro.
Hey, 313. Just
there we go.
Hey, wait, 313. You see your phone right there, the little red thing? Just press it right there. Hang up on us. Just hang up on us.
Right.
Just press the thing.
Just
goodbye. Okay, area code 616. You're up in 336. 616. What's your question?
Yo, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I bet. So I was.
Don't worry about her. Go ahead. Keep going.
I've been in this metaphysics stuff lately. And is that like game, basically, like knowing about yourself and encompassing like who you really is?
Are you a student of Taekwondo?
Yeah.
Okay. What I would suggest you need to do is you need to sit and get some coaching from him so he can help you more on a one-on-one basis to answer that question, because there's layers to this. We can't know your personal information in the show. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I get that. But yeah, I feel like I'm like at the edge of a line where it's like halfway. Like I don't even want to deal with this physical as much as I want to the spiritual, but it's like the physical is still there, and I got to do something with that. So that's something you can help with the show. Is that something y'all can help with?
Well, you look at it for what it is. It's just a vessel. Your body is just a physical manifestation of you. And your mental, you know, you learn to. Your question is not being so direct. You're just kind of like, what are you actually saying?
I'm saying like how.
Let me think about it. How? You pay for the how. You're asking the how, but you're not being a student of the how. So it's not going to work for you. Again, like I told you, if you want to know the how or the whys, get with Taekwondo on a coaching call where he can analyze and break you down better, sir.
All right. I think that's going to fit well, for sure.
Okay.
It takes time to unpack stuff like that.
All that shit is time. Yeah.
Like that shit come crashing. Like you see a lot of shit that you don't see. All of a sudden, it's like everything changed. So you don't even know how to deal with that shit on a physical level.
But that's where the coaching comes in to prepare you on how to deal with it.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm tapping.
Okay.
We're standing at a fire in the cave all the time. We ain't ready to see the sun yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, 616, we'll throw you back in. And we got three. We'll reset the lines, everybody. We've got everybody. We got eight people waiting. Mm-hmm. We'll bring everybody in, then we'll reset the lines. 336 and 647. 336, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
What's good, y'all? I don't know if y'all remember. Y'all was on my ass last time. Y'all called me Juice. I still got questions for y'all. And let me know, because I know I totally feel you, like, asking about another man's shit. But I feel like every man's been through this. Like,
no.
If you don't want to answer, let me know. I'm saying, have y'all ever had, like, performance anxiety, and, like, how did you deal with it?
Matt's question. Have you ever picked up a remote control before?
Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you have performance anxiety and picking up the remote control? Because
you it's simple.
Knew what you were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
Okay.
Just like grabbing the keys, you know what you're doing. Just like opening the refrigerator and opening the door, you know what you're doing. So when it comes to a girl, guess what you don't know? You don't know what you're doing.
And Carla, your answer to the remote thing was that it's simple, but a woman is very complex.
Yep.
And when you learn, and that's where you get to know what you're doing from, because you learn her body. Yep. You learn where to touch her, how to touch her in response, how to whisper her in her ear,
mm-hmm.
how to lead her, how to reel her in, tease her, bite a little bit. Listen, Carla, how to hit certain angles in certain spots.
Yes.
In the mind and the body.
Yes. Yes.
How to have sex with her before you even have sex with her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you.
Well, I might not.
You got to do your learning into that, and put that work in, bro.
So my thing is, like, I've been in a few situations. It's like bad because I don't know how to rebound tonight. It's like after you feel nice.
Okay.
You
all right. Wait. Caller. Caller. One thing I don't want you to do is lie to yourself, okay? Don't lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. What you're doing right now is what the surface dweller does. Let me ask you, what is it that you want to do? Walk me through what you want to do to her when she walks in that door. What is the first thing you want to do?
Make her feel comfortable.
You're skating. What? What are you going to do to make her feel comfortable? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't think of that kind of
thing. Stop. Like, wait, stop. Please, I'm trying to kindergarten this shit. Tell us what you want to do to make her feel comfortable.
I don't even know.
Okay, you know what? Then look.
See, that's why exactly you have performance anxiety. Because you have to do something. And then when you fall back in your own knowledge and experience, there's nothing there. That's the anxiety that you don't know. Not the fact that you want to perform badly, but that you're scared to try to perform well.
You're not trying to perform at all. I'm trying to get you to create a performance for yourself. You've got to figure out what it is you want to do. But if you can't do it, just tell her to go home. Tell her don't even come over. I'm telling you right now. Tell her don't come over.
Are you talking about like a step-by-step or having a goal in mind?
Brother, everything is step. Okay, brother, what I'm saying is, all right, brother, look, let me show you something.
Every move counts.
All right, look, if I want to touch a woman's leg between her knee and her ankle, I already have the plan already of where I'm going to touch and why I'm going to touch her. If I want
and
to,
how.
And how, mm-hmm. and if I want to rub her feet, I already know how and where I want to do it before she comes over. I've already orchestrated it in my head. It's there. So I can't have performance anxiety because I'm just doing the same things I've always do to all the women. But you
yeah,
gotta
know the body. Like you'll touch a certain part of her body and she'll feel it somewhere else.
Right. So I'm asking you, what do you want to do?
That's something I haven't really thought about, but it works out.
Think about it now. What do you want to do, man? What the
fuck? So
you
saying, all right.
Jesus,
that's why y'all struggle to go deep because y'all neglect that there's something beneath the surface.
Oh my God. How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 20.
All right, look, listen. What do you want to do when you see her?
Hug her, talk to her.
Hug her. Okay, you want to hug her. How do you want to hug her? See that? How do you want? Remember, what I'm saying is this is what I call in the game. Okay, all I'm saying is I'm bringing out your detective, the who's, the what's, and the why's. Okay, that's all we're doing right here. How do you want to hug her? Descriptive.
You want to turn sideways, lean
yes.
in, and barely reach.
Right.
You want to go.
Oh, okay.
You want to wrap around, go
right.
low, and pull in.
Right.
How do you want to do it?
You tell us.
Grab the hand, spin it around,
yes.
pull it. Like, what do you, come on, girl, have fun.
Right.
It's not a pop quiz or a
yeah,
test.
Yeah, man. Right hand
it's
around.
A game.
Yeah. Bring her in. Say, come here. I mean, how do you want to do it?
Yeah, I don't even put talk to her. I would just go for a hug and shit.
What the fuck? No, I said stop it. Stop. Time out. I'm trying to be the shepherd here. Please tell me how you're going to do it and stop being so fucking surface and say I'm just going to do it because you're not going to do it because you don't know how to do it because you haven't set it up. So please, with sugar on fucking top, tell me how. How are you going to hug
real
her?
Real slow.
How? Where? How are you going to grab her? Right
over.
Hand, left hand? How?
Right arm under her left arm, around her hips.
Okay.
Bring her in.
Bring her in. Okay, wait.
Hold
okay,
it,
wait,
hold
wait,
it
wait.
For
four What's the left hand doing? Wait.
What do you say to her when you pull
yeah,
her?
Yeah, you're pulling her in. You got your free left hand, and then you got your, what you saying to her. So what you going to say to her?
What's good?
Wait,
what's
what?
Wait. No, you listen. You tell her what's good. You tell her how good. Dang, you feel good. Man.
Yeah, you feel
listen.
Good in my arms. You smell good. You feel sexy. Your skin is soft. Listen, you motherfucker, guys. You was good with it, motherfuckers. Y'all got to get off of this ebonic ass shit and be a goddamn man and talk to women. Listen, these women. I'm telling you, this is why these women, when they get out of college, they mess with older guys. Because they don't want to hear that high school shit.
What's up? What's good?
What's good with you, girl? What up? What up with a girl? You know what? It just dried up. It's like, why the fuck am I here? You want
to
know why
you're scared? You scared to be fucking
smooth?
Roll your sleeves
yeah,
up.
Man,
yeah, get
on,
deep.
Man. Come on, man.
You're scared to get your hands dirty. You're trying to be cute.
What's good?
You're trying to be cool.
Yeah, stop trying to be cool and be smooth with it, brother. What's good? What's good with what? Fuck is good with what?
I mean, even think of this. What is she supposed to say when you say it?
I know. What is she supposed to say? My mother's calling me. I got to go. She told me Bigfoot is abducting her.
Well, I'll tell you what's good, but what's leaving is...
what's good with it? Y'all got to talk to women, man. Y'all got to learn how to talk to women. They are mature.
Tell them,
yeah, man. Be smart.
Come on, man.
Come on. She's
so where's that balance with, like, you not doing too much? Like, oh, my God. You just going way too much detail. Every little thing. Oh, my God. Your dress is amazing. Like, your figure. Like, when is it too much?
Okay. Brother.
Listen. It's this audio about, and I seen it on TikTok. That's the crazy part. It was a Nicki Minaj audio. And she was like, this regular bitch told me I was doing too much. Bitch, you're regular. Anything I do is too much. So are you regular or are you too much? Which one are you? You rather be regular? Do you want to be regular? Do you want to consciously choose to be regular and normal? If so, then fine by me. I'll continue to go deep. I'll continue to be as deep as I am and as different as I am.
Yes.
But you want to be regular, go be regular.
I ain't
about to argue with you.
Yeah, Cole, let me ask you a quick question. What was your last concert you went to? What was the last concert you went to that you really enjoyed?
Probably Lil Baby, Lil Durk.
Okay, Lil Baby, Lil Durk, Lil whatever the fuck their name is. Okay, whatever. Okay, Peace game. Before they got to you guys and performed, they came in and did what is called a sound check. They had to make sure the music was right. They had to make sure the microphones were working. They had to make sure their steps were right. They had to make sure the lighting was right. They had to make sure the acoustics of everything went and hit everything. That's why artists, before they perform, they do sound checks to make sure that when we let these motherfuckers in, they're going to get the performance of their lives, because we've already rehearsed it over and over. Why do you think musicians do that? All great musicians do nothing but rehearse. That's all they do all day, every day. So when they get on stage, it looks like they're, goddamn, they're really fucking talented. Man, he could just snap his fingers like that. And they
same exact shit.
Yeah.
When she come to that door, that's your concert.
That's your concert.
Now, are you performing at a fucking stadium? Or are you singing in the shower? What kind of man you want to be?
Right. Dude, and that's what
is she going to be amazed and, wow, oh my. Or do you want to give her...
What up with it? Yeah, that's why I tell you, young man, you got to lay on your back. You got to sound check the lighting. You got to sound check your music in there. You got to sound check your whole thing, your living room, dining room, bathroom, kitchen. Because all these places, you're going to have her ass up in fucking her own shit. But see, you don't know game yet. You got to learn game. Get one of us to coach you, and we'll help you out, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Because you all about what's good with it. You know what's good with it? Her saying, you know what, let's Netflix and chill while I think about Tyquan Day and Steve Dean Williams, and I wonder what guy can go over there, because, boy, they make me hot and bothered right now.
She could listen, Carla, based on your impression, right? When she leaves that door, she's already going to be looking forward to the next time she comes in. I once had a girl, and this was back in high school, I probably was like 16 at the time, taking a bus and shit, and she was taking a bus too. She literally walked out my door, caught the bus, and then texted me, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She didn't even leave the block yet.
Oh, yeah. They love the seconds. They love seconds. Dessert. Seconds and thirds. Because the experience, it's the experience that she's leaving with.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's like, whoa, God damn, this was great. This is fun. Oh, my God. Now I'm waking up. Oh shit! Now there's the world. Okay, where am I? It's like they're blown away, because this is why I keep telling. I tell all you young motherfuckers, sound check, rehearsals. You should be doing this every day, all day, over and over and over and over again. Even opening your door, or opening your door in the morning, middle of the day, and at night is different experiences, because when she comes over, she's gonna see the different experiences. So is everything tight? Is the music right? Is the lighting right? Is everything in order to lead her where you want to go? See, this is where game comes in at. See, the game isn't about the woman. It's how you set shit up for yourself so she can be entertained by you. By the time, when I was 9, I learned it. Open that door, look her up and down, grab her hand, twirl her around, take my right hand under the thing, bring her into me. Make my cheek rug up against hers where I'm in her ear. Let her know how sexy she is, how nice she smells, and then turn around, grab her hand, lead her into the room. But as we get in the room, I'm gonna say, "Oh yeah, I forgot." Turn around, grab her hips, push her ass up against the door to close it, and go up for the kiss. And that's the rehearsal over and over and over. But see, that's what game does. But here's the beautiful thing: it's the same thing you talk to when they're playing with themselves. When they're masturbating at night and they want somebody to talk dirty to them, that's the beginning of the story that you can tell her, because you've rehearsed it in your mind so many times. Ty, what you got on that, man?
You got to realize, Cutter, you already got to be 10 steps ahead of her.
Always.
You already have to be looking to flipping that switch that she never knew could be flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that, when the switch is flipped, there's no turning it off. She'll never see interacting with you the same. She'll never think about you the same. In fact, coming over, going over anybody's house or spending time with any other guy, the comparison is night and day. This is where, you know, we don't have insecurity. Me and Steve think it's like our relationship with these women, it ain't, oh, I wonder if she's texting another guy. She's called. I wouldn't even care.
Give a fuck.
Because I know they ain't me.
Yeah.
And there's reasons for that. That ain't just a out loud confidence of, I'm him, I'm the man. There's a reason I'm him. There's things that I do, there's things that I say, it's all intentional. It's all backed up on all levels.
Yeah, and I'm glad she with another guy because she's gonna come that much faster back to me.
She gonna run exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's ghetto out here. These, oh my god.
Hey Ty, she know when she opened that door, he gonna hear the guy say, "What's up with it?" And so
what the hell did Ty say when I came over? I'm over here talking
I'm
to
not gonna lie.
Zodiac sign.
I definitely
my zodiac sign and my birthday and you know, so we gonna fuck.
Oh yeah,
when I was talking to Ty, we never talked about things like this.
Never talked about. Yet I wanted to fuck him. He just made me feel so safe. He made me just take my mind away and made me feel sexy. It made me want him. Oh my God, can he just get on, kiss me? Come on, Ty. I'm gonna get it. That's how they think, man. When you know what you're doing, they want you. They want you. But this is what I'm saying. Here's the sad thing, 336. You know what's so sad about all this? You knew you was a fuck-up last week, and you still didn't get any coaching from any of us. What a fucking waste.
I got to get my bread up for that, but I'm going to get there. But my thing is, so it's just one situation.
All right, well, good luck. We got to grab our calls. What's up, man? We got to grab our calls. Today we helped you, so good luck to you.
I was saying.
Oh, God. Hold on, man. What's your question, man? What's your other question? What's your question? Come on. What's up?
I'm saying, like, all that, even though my game might be busted, like, there was one circumstance where I had this girl leave me with it. Like, she was away. I changed my sheets when she left, but I just could not hate.
Bro, okay. This
so
is
I'm
why.
Saying, how do I get that confidence back?
Wait.
Like, that is.
Say it again?
No, Tiny. He's going back to the fucking question. We just gave you the fucking – listen, this is why you surface drugs. You
I'm saying the confidence part. I'm saying the confidence
we
part.
We just gave you the answer. The confidence
okay,
is
I got
the
you.
Rehearsal. The confidence
– I got you.
Wait. No. You don't got me. You don't understand. Look at this. You do this every day when you grab your – when you want to turn your TV on. What do you think you're fucking doing? You're grabbing and pulling. You're grabbing. This is a rehearsal. So when you go for your – you go for your remote control, you don't think about it, you just do it. Because you do it all the time, all day, every day. That's what gets the confidence going. When
Carl,
you
let me
rehearse.
Tell you how arrogant you can get to. You could even sort of have like an evil grin on your face. Because you know what you're going to do.
It's over.
You know what you're going to say. But you wait on purpose. So you... Watch this. So you say that to yourself. Watch this. Watch what I'm about to do.
Exactly.
And then you do it, and then you say it, and then you sit back and say, I'm a bad motherfucker.
I'm a bad motherfucker. Yeah, I'm a bad motherfucker. You
that's the confidence.
You
I'm high-fiving myself, bro.
You're like, damn, that was smooth.
Nah, I appreciate you.
All right, man. Hey, bro, start appreciating yourself by listening to what we teach you. All right, let's get to error code 647. 714, we got you after that, and then we got 843 after that, and we'll open the lines back up. 647, what's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
You got to speak up, man.
Right,
we all
tired,
speak up. All right, what's up?
All right, my
good
friend,
again.
You're tired, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. But, you know what I'm saying, Ty, it would mean a lot if you could please bring back the Wet Went Wrong videos, because I feel like a lot of guys do that nowadays, because I feel like
call
guys will too fast with this.
Yo, listen, let me tell you. Here's why I don't like those situations, right? Guys like to look at what other guys say in order to copy what they do rather than being or becoming the guy who says and does the right things.
Yeah.
What is him doing that going? How is that going to help you?
No. It's not me. It's just like the six other.
Wait. Well, then if it's not you, then why are you asking the question then?
Because I'm gonna talk about why I. You know what I'm saying. I want to talk about why I asked him the question.
Why are you asking the question?
Because I feel like overall, I feel like guys nowadays, I feel like they're more.
Wait. First of all, you want to tell me how you feel, and you talk about other guys? No, wrong room. Wrong room. Why are you talking about guys?
No, not way, bro.
I'm trying to teach you something. Men don't talk about other men. Why are you talking about other guys?
No, because I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so that's how you feel about
other men? That's how you feel about other men? Hey, you in the wrong room again.
No.
You need to talk about yourself.
No, that.
Why are you talking about other men? I'll switch it up.
Okay, I got a question. Do looks really matter, Oscar?
Okay, excuse me. Sir, stop listening to that red pill jargon. Please stop listening to that red pill jargon. You're fucking your life up. Please stop listening to that shit.
Bro.
Please, young man. I can tell right now you listen to that goofy-ass shit. Please stop listening to that shit. Because you're going to be the same guy that goes up to a girl and says, well, how do I look to you? You're gonna, I'm
no,
telling
not
you.
That, bro.
No, because you're asking. Wait, you're asking.
Subconsciously,
us.
You're going to say it because you think it matters. Well, listen.
No, it's because you think.
Take the wheel, Ty. I can't with this motherfucker. Take the wheel.
Subconsciously, you're going to say it because that's where your head is at. I look good enough. I am enough. So therefore, I deserve her. Because let's say we said looks is everything. Looks matter greatly, right? And then you sit here and compare yourself to the ghost of what you think she wants and what you think she's looking for rather than being yourself. And that speaks louder than your face. That shell of your perception of yourself speaks louder than how you look, bro.
Yeah,
because guess
what? It's not how we approach.
I'm the guy. Guess what? I'm the guy. I can come at her with a sweatsuit on, a fucking full suit, pajamas, fresh out the bed in the morning. At any time, any day, all the time. Hair not done, hair done, shape up, haircut. TTG, I'm trying to go because my game is not in my looks. I even if it didn't matter, I'd make it not.
Yeah. But I feel like it's not how you approach. It's how you deal. But you know what I'm saying? It's how you talk to them. That's where I feel like the line really cuts. Between how you approach them and how you really deal with them and, like, how you get something out of it, you know what I'm saying?
All right, but you have to show yourself that so you can really believe it.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, during past, like, I'm not the, like, funny guy, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm, like, kind of, like, the nice and slow stuff, trying to be who I'm not. Just funny, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if you try to be someone who you're not going to win because that's not who you are. That's not who you're meant to be. So.
You're projecting what you think you should be in order to get the result you want to want. In order to get the result that you want to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
You understand that?
For sure.
All right, Carla. Yeah. We'll see you later, okay, man?
All right, done no fam.
All right, stand up, man. Good one. Okay, let's get to the next call. Area code. Wait, did we do 336? Yeah, we did 336. Okay, 714-814. 714, just ask a question, dog. Don't talk. Just ask your question. You guys, ask your question.
All right, I'll be quick. Hey, guys. Hey, Todd. Hey, Steve. First of all, I just want to say for a 64-year-old stoner like me, an old hippie stoner like me, this is the greatest fucking show in the world, man. This is like, man, to be 64 and getting stoned and listening to you guys talk to these dwellers, fuck, man, it's... It's better than sex.
Hey, what's your question?
Sex with the same woman. Okay, now here's my question. Okay, my question is this. Do you think the good old days are over for good? And here's what I mean by the good old days. The good old days were when I was 6 years old, I was finger banging the 8-year-old neighbor next door. When I was 16 years old, I was banging a 13-year-old neighbor while her 15-year-old sister slept in Benedictus. Are those days gone for good?
No. Wait. Let me hang up. Wait. I say this with love. Motherfucker, we can't talk about that motherfucking shit on live on the air. You understand that? We can't talk about that shit on the air. We can't be talking about no little kid shit. Man, dude, don't be... Dude, do not call up with no shit like that, or do not do that.
That was weird.
That was weird, man. Stop that, man. Do not, man. This is what I'm saying. This is why I don't like answering your calls, man. You have a left fucking field. 843-310, then we'll reset the lines. 843, what's your question, man?
Yo, y'all hearing me?
Apologize, you guys. We do not condone anything that was said in that last message. All right, 843. Yeah,
y'all hearing me?
Yeah, what's up, 843? What's up?
All right, for sure. That last call threw me off. But question, I'm going to throw the question in and then I'm going to put the context in.
Good.
All right, so my question is, I just want an outside view looking in on this thing I'm about to tell y'all. So, Pete. So, boom, I wound up going to Gatsby's to get my food and stuff like that, whatever, whatever. Saw this one show that was in there behind the counter.
Wait, just get to your question first. We'll ask any kind. What is your question?
My question was, I just need an outside view looking in on my situation.
Do you have her number?
With this female.
Do you have her number?
Yeah, I got her number.
Okay, please understand, after we get this outside thing, you won't be calling her. Do you understand that?
Shit, I'm ready for it.
Okay, so what's up? What is the issue? Does she know you're interested in her?
Well, I mean, I got her number, so I...
Okay,
yeah.
Wait.
So I mean,
you beg for a number. You beg for a number, so that's strike
not
one.
At all.
Well, no, okay, wait. Only a weak motherfucker is going to beg for a number. Why didn't you give her yours?
I didn't beg for a number. I just said...
I'm asking you, why didn't you give her your number?
I mean, I just didn't do it.
Because you know you're weak as fuck. Okay, we got that out of the way. Now, what is your question?
All right, so, boom, my question is, wind up making with her type shit. So, my whole thing is, my whole problem with it is that I had a problem leaving somewhere when I found out the link up.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do with this woman before you call her? Let's just get to the bare bone. What do you want to do with this woman? What is your end game?
Link her and smash.
You want? How old are you?
19.
You're 19. How old is she?
I think she's 20.
Okay. Do you know that? Okay. So you ready to call her? Okay. Are you free tomorrow? When are you free?
No, I'm not free tomorrow. I'm about to be out of state for like a few weeks.
When are you leaving upstate? When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. And when are you coming back?
Yeah. Probably the 17th, 18th.
Okay, why don't we let her know? I would ask you, why don't you let her know? I would offer you to come over to my place tomorrow, but because I'm going out of state, I can't do that. But when I get back, I want to set something up where you come back to my place.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't got my own place, but I get what you're saying.
We rent a room. Okay, Scoot. Okay, we'll rent a room. We'll rent a room.
All right.
Go ahead and call her. You've been talking to motherfuckers for a while, so you got 10 seconds. So you ready to tell her?
Only a few weeks.
Wait, excuse me?
I said only a few weeks.
I don't care if it's a few days. We're going to get this thing going, okay? You ready to nut the fuck up?
All right, I got you.
No, you don't have me.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready. So, yeah, you got 10 seconds. We'll be quiet.
All right, for sure.
Stand on that.
Stand on that shit. Valuable lesson.
Unless you want to touch the genie ball and wish upon a star.
Five, four, three, two. All right, hang up. He's scared. Let me explain something to y'all.
Yo, you guys want to wait for the fucking perfect time where the stars align and then God dips his hand out of the sky and grabs her and brings over you?
Let me say something to y'all guys. This is why they don't want to fuck with y'all, because of what y'all have been doing when y'all are young. Y'all have trained yourselves to be fucking scared. You've trained yourselves not to even ask what the fuck you want in a smooth way. And you got to think about what you got to say. We got to force you to call. You should be already calling these motherfuckers and telling them what you want to do. Now, 310, we're going to bring you in 1 second. But, guys, this is why they don't want y'all. They want men that's going to lead them. Not whores, make them feel like whores, but lead them. Lead them. But you can't even lead yourselves. Jesus. God. All right, let's bring the last call.
Well, you know, I want to fuck, but I can't even tell her that I want to see her.
Right, right. Yeah,
you want to go all the way. You want to do something that bold, but you struggle to formulate a sentence.
I want
to. How you supposed to pull her panties off? How you supposed to take off piece by piece, tell her you want.
Yeah, I want to fuck, but I'm like, what's good? I want to fuck, but I want, what's good with you?
I want to fuck, but I fucking struggle to talk.
Yeah, I can't even ask her what I want. But I just wanted from afar. You know,
I just wanted to come over here like they do in the pornos and just pop herself open and just.
For all you guys out there, I'm gonna tell you what I want y'all to do. All you surface dwellers, this is your homework assignment tomorrow. I want all you motherfuckers to go to your favorite hamburger restaurant and order your favorite value meal with the extra fries. Okay, then I want you to put that shit in the side of your seat, like it's a passenger in the seat. And I want you to drive all through town and talk to it. Don't eat it. Just talk to it. You want to eat, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So you might as well learn. There's the food, and you don't want to eat it. All you want to do is talk. You need to be more fucking assertive. Let's bring in 310 before we reset the lines. 310, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Well, what's up, guys? So mine is just an inquiry. The I Am King tier, Ty, is that the one with live updates? Because I'm trying to take my game, my life, my everything to the next level.
If it's one of the top two tiers, then that's the one.
It's the last. All right, for sure. All right, that's it. Talk to you soon, man. Hell yeah. Appreciate you.
I'll send you a link.
All right, well, he's gone. Okay, we'll reset the lines and everything. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead.